Blog Talk Radio.
Rastafari, Africa is a must. Son of a person and cross. You have to jump on this your bus. Zion born, right?
Psalm 48.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion, on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion, and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, forever.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora. Gadol Adonai Umehullal Meod, Be'ir Elohenu Har Kocho. Yefenof Mesos Kol Haaret, Har Tzion Yartete Tzafon, Kiryat Melech Rav. Elohim Be'ar Menoteha Noda'a Lemisgav. Kihine HaMelachim No'adu, Averu Yahdav. Hemma ra'u ken tamahu, nivhalu nechepazu. Re'ada ahazatam sham, chil kayoleda. Beruach kadim, teshaber onigyot tarshish. Kaasher shamanu ken ra'inu, be'ir Adonai tsebaot be'ir Elohenu. Elohim yechoneneha ad olam sela. Dimminu Elohim hasdecha, בקרב היכליך. כשמך אלוהים, כן תהילתך על כתבי ארץ, צדק מלאה ימיניך. ישמח הר ציון, תגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך. שבו ציון והקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה. שיתו לבכם לחלה, פסגו ארמנותיה, למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות.
Africa is a must. Son of a person and cross. You have to jump on this your bus. Zion born, right? Do it.
Mazmur 47 በቀንፍ 48 በሁለተኛ ሰንበት የቆሬ ልጆች የምስጋና መዝሙር። እግዚአብሔር ትልቅ ነው። በአምላካችን ከተማ በተቀደሰው ተራራ ምስጋናው ብዙ ነው። በሰሜን ወገን በመልካም ስፍራ የቆመ የምድር ሁሉ ደስታ የጽዮን ተራራ ነው። እርሱም የትልቁ ንጉስ ከተማ ነው። እግዚአብሔር ባዳራሾቹ መጠጊያ ሆኖ ይታወቃል። እነሆ ነገሥታት ተከማችተው በአንድነት መጥተዋል። እነርሱ ሳይተው ተደነቁ ደነገጡ ታወቁ መንቀጥቀጥ እንደወላድ ምጥ በዚያ ያዛቸው በኃይለኛ ነፋስ የተርሴስን መርከቦች ተሰብራለ እንደሰማን እንዲዋየ በሰራዊት ጌታ ከተማ በአምላካችን ከተማ እግዚአብሔር ለዘላለም ያጠናታል አምላክ ሆይ በአሕዛብ መካከል ምሕረትህን ተቀበልን አምላክ ሆይ እንደ ስምህ እንዲሁም እስከ ምድር ዳርቻ ድረስ ምስጋናህ ነው ቀኝህ ጽድቅን የተሞላች ናት አቤቱ ስለ ፍርድህ የጽዮን ተራራ ደስ ይበለው የአይሁድም ሴት ልጆች ሐሴት ያድርጉ ጽዮንን ክበቧት በዙሪያዋም ተመላለሱ ግንቦቿንም ቁጠሩ በብርታቷ ልባችሁን አኑሩ አዳራሿን አስቡ ለሚመጣው ትውልድ ትነግሩ ዘንድ ለዓለምና ለዘላለም ይህ አምላካችን ነው እርሱም ለዘላለም ይመራናል
Psalm 48
Mizmor Menhet Shir Mizmor Livne Korah
Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God in the mountain of his holiness Beautiful for situation the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north the city of the great king God is known in her palaces for a refuge For lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, 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 forever,
forever. Yes, I, and I am Salim. Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom. This is Yadin. This is Ras, I, Adonis, Tafara right here. L-O-J, Line of Jewish Society, His Majesty. So here on the inn and the irid here after Pesach, Passover here in the season, the Chag HaMatzot, the days of unleavened bread, the Kareem, first fruits, yes, I. Barhana Tensayo, the light of his resurrection. And here, the count, counting of the Omer to the feast of the Holy Spirit, to the harvest. Harvest is the fourth of the seven feasts, Mo'adim of Jehovah, coming forward, forward, forward. But here we have some overflow. As it says, the cup can't spill until it full. So enough fullness right here. We didn't touch deeply on Song of Songs. Song of Songs, the pointed reading, you know, and meditation, the season. I'd like to zoom in on one of the areas of Song of Songs, the catch the foxes section. Stay tuned right here for the second day of the Shavuot, here on the Mondays Rastafari podcast, here on the Mondays Rastafari Israelites. The podcast right here, we have today's daily psalm, Psalm 143, and here in the season, we resume with the regular Torah reading and feedings of the 29th sabbatical study here for this Shabbat strong, Acharei Mot. Interesting, the title, Komotu Bechuala, Amorinya, Komotu Bechuala, in the Hebrew, Acharei Mot, after the death. Yes, after the death. here in the context of the Torah reading and feedings, here in the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book, known as Leviticus, in the English Leviticus, or the Sefer Vayikra, here we pick up the 29th sabbatical study, and here's after the death of the two sons of Aharon. Also interesting in the season, in the Brit Chadasha, the Adis Kidan, New Covenant sense, crucifixion, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Robeinu, of Adonainu, of Yeshua HaNotri, HaAdon, come, HaAdon, Adon, the sovereign, the Lord, I and my master is risen. Elohim HaAv has raised up Adonainu, Yeshua HaMoshiach, yes, I. Elohim the Father has raised him up, and therefore he becometh the first fruits. So here we have the third of the Mo'edei Yahuwah. Here we have the first fruits that occurs actually on the morrow after the Shabbat. So that brings us to the first day that among the Gentiles is falsely called Sunday. So the first day, and here we are commanded to count seven Shabbats, seven Sabbaths complete. Seven Sabbaths complete. Look a bit more on that, the two sevens, two sevens class, seven times seven, 49, plus one, that makes 50. Thus, in the New Covenant sense, the Pentecoste, or Pentecost, the 50th day, and the Feast of the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKadosh, the Memphis Kedus, in the upper room of Zion. So here, as we resume on our regularly scheduled, you say, podcast and the ministry, coming out of the Isla days, the holy days, the point of feast of He Who Be, Who He Be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, here for the Monday from the liturgy. Yes, I, the liturgy of His Majesty.
Andenya, Kasenyo iska arb baluta kenoch, zawater yemi bal. Said on the days from Monday to Friday. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit beta Christian. Gidda gdaochish lepazion in kwe yetegetu nacho. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit. Beta Christian, peace be to you, our mother, O honorable church. Thy walls are embroidered with topaz. Peace, salam, shalom be to thee, our mother, O honorable church.
Shalom, shalom.
Shimala,
shimala. Shimala, agarachin Jerusalem dana.
Shemala, Shemala, Adaratin, Jerusalem, Dena. Shemala, Shemala, Hasida, Hasida, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, I and I, Mother, not the five cycle city, but the metaphysical city, Jerusalem, Dena, right there, there, there. Little clip from the Sheba Choir.
Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Chen Isis, Isis, here you hear from Zebulun. Zebulun dub system. Zebulun. Zebulun dub system is the evening psalm here appointed for the second day, the Sheni, the Senyo, Senyo, Senyo. In the Amharic, in the Hebrew, we know Monday as the second day. right? And Sheni. Sheni in the Hebrew, Senyo. Senyo, Amharic, Sheni. Here, here, here. Zebulun Dove System, Psalm 48. Yes, I. That's the song.
Mizmor Menhet, Shir Mizmor Livne Korah. גדול אדוני ומהולל מאוד בעיר אלוהינו הר קודשו יפה נוף משוש כל הארץ הר ציון ירקדי צפון קריית מלך רב אלוהים בארמנותיה נודע למשגב כי הנה המלכים נועדו עברו יחדיו הם מראו כן תמהו נבהלו נחמזו רעדה אחזה דם שם חיל כיונדה ברוח קדים תשבר אוליביון תרשיש כאשר שמענו כן ראינו בעיר אדוני צבאות בעיר אלוהינו אלוהים יכונניה עד עולם סלע דימינו אלוהים חסדך וקרב החליך כשמך אלוהים כן תהילתך על קץ וארץ צדק מלאה ימיניך ישמח הר ציון תגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך שופו ציון והתקיפוה ספרו מגדליה שיטו לבכם לחלה פסגו ארמנותיה למען תספרו לדור אחרון כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד הוא ינהגנו על פות גדול אדוני ומהולל מאוד בעיר אלוהינו הר קודשו יפה נוף משוש כל הארץ הר ציון ירקדי צפון קריית מלך רב אלוהים בארמנותיה נודע למשגב כי הנה המלכים נועדו עברו יחדיו הם מראו כן תמהו נבהלו נחפזו רעדה אחזה דם שם חיל כיונדה ברוח קדים תשבר אוליביון תרשיש כאשר שמענו כן ראינו בעיר אדוני צבאות בעיר אלוהינו אלוהים יכונניה עד עולם סלע דימינו אלוהים חסדך וקרב החליך כשמך אלוהים כן תהילתך על קץ וארץ צדק מלאה ימיניך ישמח הר ציון תגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך שופו ציון והתקיפוה ספרו מגדליה שיטו לבכם לחלה הסגו ארמנותיה למען תספרו לדור אחרון כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד הוא ינהגנו על מות
Psalm 48.
Mizmor memhet, shir mizmor livne korah. Or 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 livne korah.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King.
God is known in her palaces for a refuge. For lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion, and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, 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 forever.
Shalom, Chavarim. You're here, Rastafari Podcast right here, the Monday podcast. Going to ride up with Song of Songs, Coda Session, Rastafari Song of Songs Monday right here, here, here. Stay tuned, stay tuned. Today's Daily Psalm 143. And here is Prince Farai with the evening psalm, the evening chant, the evening Isis, Psalm 48.
Grace is alive and grace is to be praised from the city of our God, the mountain of the Golden. Beautiful is thy creation, joys of the old earth, is Mount Zion. And the signs of the north is the city of a great king, Yah. God known in our place for thy refuge, for lo, the kings assembled. They pass by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They troubled and hasted away, for they took hold upon them pains as a woman travels. Thou breakest a ship of Zion with east wind, as herb and oak of east leaves the city of the Lord above. In the city of our God will I establish it forever, ever, ever. We have truth as the loving kindness of our God in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so the praise unto the ends of the earth. Righteousness in the hand of righteousness. Let Mount Zion be rejoiced, yea. Let the daughter of Judah be glad, because thy judgment, yea. Walk about Zion and go around about ye. Tell it to us before ya. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, the mountain of the Golden. Beautiful for its creation, for joy and the whole earth, ya. Zion and the size of the north, city of the great king. God known in her place for the refuge. For lo, as the kings were assembled and passed by together, they saw it. And so they marveled. They troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them. They have seen as a woman that travels. They have seen as a woman that go on a travel. I saw a ship traveling with east wind, and we have heard, heaven seen the city of the Lord. Oh, the city of our God will I establish it forever. Forever will I establish it, yeah. Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Prince Farai right there, chanting the evening psalm, Rastafari style right there. For the evening psalm, Psalm 48. Now, take note, because today's daily psalm is Psalm 143, and there's a theme. So you get that theme right here. Yeah, here in the Hebrew, it's verse 7, and the KJV, verse 6, where it says, trembling took hold of them there, pangs as of a woman in travail. That's an interesting theme, especially in the Midrash, the study of today's daily psalm, you know, where Jehovah says, why, through the prophet Jeremiah, why do I see every man, you know, like, can a man give birth? But why is every man, every warrior, actually a man in the Hebrew sense, every warrior, why does he have his hand on his loins? You know, and he's acting like he's giving birth. He's in so much pain, like the warriors are in pain, like a woman in travail. Interesting here, a connection right here, according to the royal order with Psalm 48, the evening psalm appointed for the second day of the seven, which is Monday, the Senyo in the Amharic, Senyo, right? The day is called Senyo, and in the Hebrew, Sheni, Senyo, referring to the second day of the Shavuah, here on the ear and the iris. So we're going to pick up with that. Take note. The ship, he said, the ship of Zion, that old ship of Zion.
I was lost. I was lost in sin and sorrow on an isle. My child, I've come to save you. Step on board and follow me. Tis the old ship of Zion. Ship of Zion.
Daddy, are you alright?
I'm fine.
People are looking at you.
One more.
Thank you, sister, for the soothing truths in that old hymn.
Amen.
Safe with Jesus, the captain.
You know he is.
Yes, you are. I know three.
Ata ya holy kolo ala, Rastafari kalinim ja.
Yeah. So here, found that part in the Midrash. Let's get a fuller fold, hopefully, on tonight's podcast right here, Rastafari Song of Song Mondays, right here. Here we have Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 6, for this section right here. Thus saith the scripture, Adonai will suddenly come to his temple. But who may abide? Who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth, when he is visible? This is from Malachi 3 and 2. That is to say, who will be able to stand firm on the day of judgment, as Jeremiah, Jeremiah, Ermias, Jeremiah the prophet says, thus saith the Lord, thus saith Jehovah, I and I have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask ye now, ask y'all now, and seeing whether a man doth travail with child, whether a man doth be with child or be a child or give birth to child, travail with child. Wherefore do I see, seeing every man with his hands on his loins. Now, just to clarify this right here, the loins is not the groin. Just look it up. The loins is like the small of the back. You know, like a woman with a big belly, like she's in child, she was child. Like it says, she's with child. Not going to use the term pregnant, because in Babylon, the term pregnant is actually under a disease status, a disease status. The more true, authentic word is a woman with child, right? So ask y'all now whether you see a man, whether a man does travail with child, go through the labor pains. Wherefore, why, therefore, madua, why? Cause me to know, why do I see? Ra'iti, why do I see called together? Now, the Hebrew uses the term sometimes Adam, for man, sometimes Enosh, mortal man for man, sometimes Geber or Gever, which is a strong man or a mighty man, right, or the sense of a warrior. So, but the question comes out here in Jeremiah and Jeremiah, wherefore do I see, madua ra'iti, why do I see, cause me to know, explain to me, why am I seeing every man, every Geber, called Geber, every mighty man, every warrior, every warrior, my mind said, me a warrior. Well, why do I see every warrior with his hands on his loins? Not his groin, but his hands on his loins, on the small of his back, like he's trying to support, you know, his belly with child. As a woman, as you see right here, as a woman in travail, as a woman in labor, and all faces shall be turned into paleness. Now, this is just a portion here from the Midrash on today's daily Psalm, Psalm 143. But here the Midrash points to Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 6. And we thought it was particularly interesting as he was hearing Prince Farai, yes, I, Rasta Farai, chanting Psalm 48, where he brought out the trembling, took hold of them there, pangs, as of a woman in travail. Yes, Jerusalem, I and thy mother, and she's given birth to regeneration. Here, all rise, rise and shine. Here, Ras Jani was Salamta, Salamta, the full of the sample we caused one to hear. Here, Ras Jani with Salamta.
Love. much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends. When I say more, you say fire. More fire.
King Selassie is the Almighty I. I mean, big bad sound like justice. This is Sizzla Kalonja passing through.
So much love to all my friends. Much love to all my friends. Much love to all my friends.
Yes, yes, Khabarim, Khabarim, I and my friends, I and my companions. So here on the ear and the eye right here for this Rastafari Song of Songs, this Monday right here on the ear and the eye. So here, let's pick up right here. We're first hearing a chapter or two of Song of Songs, then we're going to the reason, man. We're going to focus on chapter two of Song of Songs, verse 15. Where it says, take us, the foxes, the little foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. This section right here is part of the part two right here when we study the Song of Songs. And Song of Songs is from the overflow of Pesach, a Passover, right? The song of the bride and the bridegroom, the ups and the downs, and the coming to the fulfillment in the fulfillment. But here, the part two, in chapter two, there's a lapsing. There's a lapse in the restoration, picking up with verse 8 to roughly verse 5 of the next chapter. But the focus verse is to take us a little foxes. So here, part of the overflow, we're going to play some of the scorby right here and take it up to chapter 2, verse 15, and come, make reason. Yes, sir.
The Holy Bible, the King James Version. Read by Alexander Scorby. The Song of Solomon, Chapter 1. The Song of Songs, which is Solomon's. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for thy love is better than wine. Because of the savor of thy good ointments, thy name is as ointment poured forth. Therefore do the virgins love thee. Draw me, we will run after thee. The king hath brought me into his chambers. We will be glad and rejoice in thee. We will remember thy love more than wine. The upright love thee. I am black but comely, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, as the tents of Kedar, as the curtains of Solomon. Look not upon me because I am black, because the sun hath looked upon me. My mother's children were angry with me. They made me the keeper of the vineyards, but mine own vineyard have I not kept. Tell me, O thou whom my soul loveth, where thou feedest, where thou makest thy flock to rest at noon. For why should I be as one that turneth aside by the flocks of thy companions? If thou know not, O thou fairest among women, go thy way forth by the footsteps of the flock, and feed thy kids beside the shepherd's tents. I have compared thee, O my love, to a company of horses in Pharaoh's chariots. Thy cheeks are comely with rows of jewels, thy neck with chains of gold. We will make thee borders of gold with studs of silver. While the king sitteth at his table, my spikenard sendeth forth the smell thereof. A bundle of myrrh is my well-beloved unto me. He shall lie all night betwixt my breasts. My beloved is unto me as a cluster of campfire in the vineyards of Engedi. Behold, thou art fair, my love. Behold, thou art fair. Thou hast dove's eyes. Behold, thou art fair, my beloved, yea, pleasant. Also our bed is green. The beams of our house are cedar, and our rafters of fir. Chapter 2. I am the rose of Sharon, and the lily of the valleys. As the lily among thorns, so is my love among the daughters. As the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat down under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. He brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me was love. Stay me with flagons, comfort me with apples, for I am sick of love. His left hand is under my head, and his right hand doth embrace me. I charge you, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, by the rose and by the hinds of the field, that ye stir not up nor awake my love till he please. The voice of my beloved. Behold, he cometh, leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills. My beloved is like a roe or a young hart. Behold, he standeth behind our wall. He looketh forth at the window, showing himself through the lattice. My beloved spake and said unto me, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. For lo, the winter is past. The rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of the singing of birds is come, and the voice of the turtle is heard in our land. The fig tree putteth forth her green figs, and the vines with the tender grape give a good smell. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. O my dove that art in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs, let me see thy countenance, let me hear thy voice, for sweet is thy voice, and thy countenance is comely. Take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. My beloved is mine, and I am his. He feedeth among the lilies. Until the day break, and the shadows flee away, turn, my beloved, and be thou like a roe or a young hart upon the mountains of Bether.
So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends. When I say more, you say fire. More fire.
King Selassie is the Almighty Eye. I mean, big bad sound like justice. This is the Kalonja passing through.
So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends.
So here, zooming in, in Song of Songs, Shir HaShirim, Song of Songs of Solomon, chapter 2, at verse 15, take us a look of foxes.
Solomon Nimal, Ursu, Befite,
these are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Shema, hear this. Rastafari Song of Songs of Solomon here, the part one, catching foxes. Now, it's a very interesting Song of Songs in so many ways, even some of the verse, the lily of the valley. And this is one of the pointed readings right here for Pesach, for Passover. Now that I listen and we study and we grow, I think it has to do with the part in the first chapter, verse 9, I've compared thee, O my love, to a company of horses in Paro and Pharaoh's chariots. All right, but here, let's zoom in. Catching the foxes, the little foxes, SOS, Song of Songs of Solomon. We did a translation on this, and this area, one of the heartical areas, the heart of the scripture, along with the Psalms, is like the Holy of Holies. But first, let's unpack this right here, Shema'ah, hear this. Yes, I ask the Father.
Traps for, but really in the scriptures, is take us, the little foxes, and we're going to be referring to Song of Songs of Solomon, right? Song of Songs of Solomon. Shalom Rastafari. Log on to LOJSociety.org. O-R-G. 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 O-R-G.
LOJS.org.
Shalom Rastafari. Log on to LOJSociety.org. Wow. Oh, Shalom Rastafari. We're going to call this set traps, right? Take us. Rather, the take us is in a sense of set traps for. But really in the scriptures, it's take us, the little foxes. And we're going to be referring to Song of Songs of Solomon, right? Song of Songs of Solomon. And we're going to go to chapter 2, verse 15. And this is going to be an overview to the little foxes. What are the little foxes? And why does the beloved, the I love in Song of Songs of Solomon, Song of Songs of Solomon, why does the beloved in the Song of Songs, Mahali ze Solomon, why does he say the following words to the love interest, to the maiden, right, to the beloved one? He says, take us, the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. Then I and I, Iaric of this will say, take I and I the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for I and I vines have tender grapes. What does this mean, beloved brothers and sisters? What's being said here? Well, we know that Song of Songs is the best of all songs. And you can read and You can understand Song of Songs in many different ways, but in our overstanding of Song of Songs, right, in the light of Yeshua HaMoshiach, in the Christ consciousness, in the Moshiach HaMoshiach mindfulness, we know who the beloved is, right? And we know who the love interest is as well. The beloved is none other than Adonai, Yeshua I HaMoshiach I, is none other than Gietachin Jesus Christos, is none other than the Lord and Savior, I and I, Black Lord and Savior of I and I souls. And the soul, therefore, is the maiden, is the love interest of the beloved, is the love interest of the Negus, is the love interest of the King, and thus of the King Man of I and I, righteous man, Yeshua HaMoshiach, to the glory of the King of Kings, Kedemawi, Haile Selassie. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. The seven seals. Maryam Magdalawit, Magdalene had seven demons, right? And Yeshua HaMoshiach cast out these seven demons. And the soul has seven states, or some say there are seven souls, but more correctly, there are seven levels of the soul in resurrection, in rebirth, in regeneration. So thus, we are overstanding, well, who is who within Song of Songs of Solomon? And this is important for us to get a groundation and the foundation, a basic understanding. So when we brought up the foxes, bring up that fox, the little cute fox again, right? Let's look at the cute little foxes. People say, oh, they're so cute and cuddly, right? The fox is so cute and cuddly, right? It's such a cute fox, right? It's a harmless fox. Look at the little foxes, right? Look at the little foxes. They're so cute. Well, let's look at a couple of pics of the foxes right here. Let's see what we have saved right here of the little foxes, the little cute foxes, right? He says, take us the foxes. That's not a fox right there. Well, that's, okay, let's go forward. Okay, let's bring it forward right here. We have a fox right here, a little fox, right? Big ears, right? The little foxes. This is not against the foxes. Let me just make that clear, right? We love Jah's creation and the creatures, but he uses these as teaching types. Remember what Yeshua HaMoshiach said? He said the foxes have holes. And it's interesting, the Amarinya, the Amharic name for foxes is Kebero, right? And the root is Kebere, which means to dig, but it also can mean to hide. These little foxes, speaking metaphysically, speaking spiritually, these little foxes, what are they? Because they're just like the foxes. They hide. Look at this fox right here, smiling, laughing at you. Got his hole right behind him. You come try to get that fox is going to go, Kebero, Kebero. It's going to bury itself deep, right? But Yeshua HaMoshiach, he said, go tell that fox. And we have to tell these foxes, right? We got to tell these foxes what Yeshua told the foxes. A little comedy fox there. Look at this fox right here, right? Beautiful creatures. Yeshua HaMoshiach uses these foxes as teaching types. Let's go through it right here. Okay, there's this fox. We touched on this fox in part one, so you want to see this fox, go tell that, Jamie Fox, right? And okay, let's keep it moving, right? Let's keep it moving. But there's a lesson to be learned in that. When you understand what does Yeshua mean, what does the Spirit of Truth mean, what does the Isle of Irit mean by the little foxes, you can recognize how much damage such little foxes like this. It seems all cute. It seems innocent. It's just a little joke. You're just joking, right? To demoralize, right? Demoralize Jah's people. Same thing was done with the Israelites in the wilderness, where Balaam couldn't curse them, so instead demoralize them, right? Demoralize them, their morality. So basically, they curse themselves, right? Let's go to the, okay, a couple of hounds, Egypt there, right? There's another fox right there, right? Well, let's talk about the fox, right? The fox for a moment, right? And we're going to be referring to Watchman Nee's book, Song of Songs, a book that really helped us a lot in our translations, and the context there, right, is one and the same. Well, let's look at the fox right here for a moment, okay? Here we go right here, right? In its true split screen type right here, okay? Uh-huh. Little foxes. What are these little foxes? And why does the Negus, right? Why does the well-beloved say, take I and I the foxes, the little foxes, take I and I the foxes, take I and I the little foxes? Why? That spoiled the vines, for I and I vines have tender grapes. Why? Why take I and I the foxes, the little foxes? Well, it's the little foxes that spoil the vines, and I and I vines have tender grapes. Since these words were spoken by her beloved, let's come in with Song of Songs. It's still right there for Song of Songs. Since these words were spoken by her beloved, they must have reference to the blossoming vines, like the first fruits, spoken of by him in 2 and 13. So let's take a look at Song of Songs of Solomon, right? 2 and 13. Let's just read over what it says about these blossomings. What are these blossomings? Right? Right here it says, my beloved, I love, spake and said to I, rise up, rise up. The resurrection, the regeneration, rise up, I love, I fear one, I to for one, and come away from the old nature, the old life, come into the new life of the King of Kings in HaMashiach, in Isis Christ. For lo, look in sight, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of singing of birds has come. The voice of the turtle dove, is heard in I land. The fig tree putteth forth her green figs, and the vines with tender grape give a good smell. Arise, I love, I Itiful One, arise and come away. This is what the beloved is saying to the love interest. This is what Yeshua HaMashiach is saying to I soul, to I inner feminine, right? The soul and all, the nefesh, right? The nefesh, right? The nefs is feminine. Right, and male and in female. This is why the male is XY, right, and the female is XX. This is why it says that women are the weaker sex. I'm not saying that they're weak in the Gentile goy mind, but they're more vulnerable because of that double femininity aspect in their bana, right? Bana. Remember, Haywan, the womb mind, the woman was bana, and Adam was squeezed into shape as a potter works with his pottery. Right. So let's recognize that there as the foundation of this. So these words, right, these words were spoken, right, these words were spoken by her beloved, right, these words were spoken by her beloved, right. So it has reference there to what we have in Song of Songs of Solomon, right, Solomon, you say Solomon, but it's really Moan, right. I was reminded of that, so I'm going to remind them of that. These vines, what are these vines? Well, these vines, here's what's interesting, these vines, they bear, and they're bearing the fruit of the spiritual life. They're bearing the fruit of the new life in Moshiach, the new life in Christ. So she has these first fruits, right? She has these first fruits. Our soul has the first fruits when we are born again, when we accept, right, the positive claims, the proclamation of the King of Kings in HaMashiach. Our soul has those first fruits. They begin to, the vines, as the word says, the vines have tender, remember these are tender grapes. So when it's said to take I or take us, right, which it means to let us catch, right, to take us there, it means to let us catch. Let us catch what? The foxes? No. Read carefully, comprehend what you're reading. Let us catch the little foxes. So what are the little foxes? What do the little foxes, right, symbolize in I iritical or in I spiritual life? Right, let's get right here with 2 and 15, Ba'amarinya. It says, Wainachin ababoalina, ya wainachin in the bota, ya miyata futin a kabroch, tikak nuna kabroch atem dachu, yazulin, atem dachu, yazulin. Right? Take I, make I catch. Right? Make I come together, work together in spirit and in truth to catch the foxes. This is very much a command. Yazulin, right? Atem dachu, setting traps, yazulin, is a command. This is not, well, if you feel like it, you know, if you get around to it, no, this is a command that the beloved, the bridegroom of I nefesh, of nefsachin, ye nefsachin mushira, Jesus Christos getachin, the Bein HaElohim, the son of I, Abba Father, is saying to us, right, to take, let us make I catch the foxes. And he's giving us a command, right, a command. Mm-hmm. Now, why is that? Well, very simply, right, because if we look at the big foxes, let's see if we can bring around the big fox, and the foxes of the canine family, right, the foxes of the canine family. So you see right here, right, you see right here, you see the canine, the big fox, right, but let's put this over here, right, let's put this over here and zoom out, right, the canine, right, the canine family, right, so it's a type of dog, right, it's a type of the dog family, right, the big foxes, what do they go after? The big foxes go after the fruit, right? The big foxes go after the fruit of the vine, but it is the little foxes, right? These little cute foxes here. I mean, look at this cute fox right here. It's the little foxes, not the big foxes. They go after the fruit of the vine. Yeah, they do damage, but the husbandman is concerned about the little foxes, right? These little foxes right here. Let's focus a little bit, right? on the little foxes, right? The little foxes. Now, damage, no doubt, can be done by big foxes, big issues, right? You may still have a chance, even when the big foxes do their due, right? You may still have a chance to be some fruit. That's why I said 30%, 60%, 100%. But with the damage done by the little foxes, the little foxes, right? The chance of fruit age or season of fruitfulness is almost destroyed. Pay attention, it's almost destroyed. So the damage may be done by big foxes, right? But you may still have a chance to be at some fruit. But with the damage done by the little foxes, the chance of fruitage is almost destroyed. Unless I and I be watchful, right? Unless I and I be watchful. And that's what is being said, right, to the maiden. That's what the maiden is being called to. That's what the love interest is being called to. That's what our soul, for the soul is the love interest of HaMashiach. That is his whole interest. He's the savior of I and I souls. That is what he's concerned with, I and I souls. I and I feeling, I and I thought, I and I emotion, I and I will, I and I mind, right? I and I psychology, our psyche, right, which is the soul. That's what he's concerned about, right? Unless I and I are very watchful, not just watchful, I and I must be what? Very watchful. Right? Not just a little watchful, but I and I must be very watchful. Unless we are the life of the cross, the life of the mezcal, the life of the cross prior to resurrection and the experience of ascension, rising up after resurrection can be completely spoiled, right? Can be completely spoiled by these so-called cute, cuddly little foxes. Put that there. She's looking at the little foxes there. She's not looking at the beloved, but she's thinking the little foxes is not a problem, right? She can handle the little foxes. Don't you worry yourself about the little foxes. I got the little foxes. I know how to handle little foxes. But remember, unless I and I are very watchful, the life of the cross, the life of the mezcal prior to resurrection and the experience of ascension after resurrection, rising in grace, can be completely spoiled by little foxes, by what seems on the surface to be cute and cuddly. Oh, that was innocent, right? Now, what about the part where it says our vines, right? Our vines have tender grapes, right? Our vines have tender grapes. These grapes are tender, right? These are tender grapes. What does that mean? Well, the grapes being on the vine, the blossoms were out as these appear after the fruit is formed. So we're learning about which stage. The husbandman must know about these stages, right? Must know about these stages. There are stages, right? In I and I coming, right, to salvation. In I and I working out, as the scripture says, our salvation. We have that salvation, right? Because he remains faithful and true. But we have to grow. We have to become mature. We have to go from being born again as little babes, right? A lot of folks, when they do accept it, you see there's this pride that comes in afterward, like a little child. You see how children are sometimes. And the parent who was older, who was a child themselves, they recognize it. So those of us who have grown up, right, to him, right, and are a little bit more mature than these immature brothers and sisters, or really these immature souls, we recognize that. Thus, the blossom gives forth sweet fragrance. So when the blossoms are out, right, when the grapes being on the vine and the blossoms are out, as these appear after the fruit is formed, thus the blossom gives forth sweet fragrance, a sweet smell, right? When the fruit is young, when we are young in I and I, first baby steps, and it shows the initial step, the first step toward a full and a complete life in Christos, a full and a complete life in HaMashiach. Now what happens, and this I and I have noticed, this in I and I ministering to brothers and sisters. And since it's a soul condition, that sense of the maiden, the love interest, and that feminine aspect can equally be applied to the male as well as to the female. But I notice this in particular, right? Even in particular with certain beloved ones and ones who happen to be sister and who Abba Father in HaMashiach has saved them from much, they have made these initial steps, right? And there's a sweet fragrance that's coming forward. You see the freshness, you see the newness in the King of Kings. You can see that initial step toward a full and a complete life in Christos is beginning. And these are the beginnings of the manifestation of resurrection life and ascension life, and they are in the embryonic stage. You wonder why all of these speaking about birth and the birthing process. Why does Yeshua HaMashiach, why does Abba Father use that as an object lesson, as a teaching tool? Because even the beginning of the manifestation of resurrection life and ascension life, this is the embryonic stage, and all is very, very sweet. But very sweet. They're very sweet. You know, and sometimes some shepherds, right? Some shepherds and under shepherds, we are under shepherds under the great shepherds, right? Those who are to care for these souls, those who are the leading brethren and even leading sisterin amongst their groups, you have to be very watchful for this. Because you'll see that very sweet, and it's a warm, fuzzy feeling. It's like these foxes right here. Ooh, they're so cuddly. They don't do no wrong. They're just playing. Yeah, the little foxes are just playing, right? The fruit of life is full of promise. There's a lot of promise at this particular point, right? At this particular point, almost like the first come, the just come stage. But, and this is a big but here, if unwatched or unguarded now, if one is not on watch, not watchful and aware, and not on guard now by saying, oh, it's just a little thing, right? These little things, these little foxes can and indubitably do ruin it all. They ruin all of the progress. And this has happened in so many, among so many ones in churches and congregations, and so many ones who have come to HaMashiach because no one told them to set traps. Let us catch, let us take the foxes, in particular the little foxes, the little things, right, that can ruin it all. So sometimes one will sweep these little things under the rug and then use excuses like, well, you know, nobody's perfect. You know, you did something such. And then you'll find that the one who just come thinks that, well, now they can carry on and they can deal with it themselves. It's almost like a baby being born and the baby saying, leave me alone. I can take care of it. I can take it from here. It would be comical. It would be, you know, LOL, you know, if it was not, right, so potentially damaging, not just to this life, but also to the life to come. And this is why we have to speak right here on the little foxes. But let's ask the question. What are the little foxes? I'm thinking you probably are getting the idea, but what are the little foxes here that we read about in Mahali Ze Salomon, right, in Kutara Asara Nist of Mi'raf? Of Mi'raf Hulet, chapter 2. Why not chinababoalina? Yeah, why not chinina bota yemiata futina kabroch? Tikak anunik abroch atentatu? Yazulin! Yazulin! Remember that command? There's a command there. But what are we being commanded? We have to identify the target. What is the target here? The target here are the little foxes. So a very good betam trut yak'e would be, right? What are the little foxes? What are these little foxes? What are these tikak anunik abroch? Right? Remember, kabaroch, kabare means to dig. Can also mean grave too, right? Because the grave is dug. It also means to hide. So these little things often are swept under the rug, right? These little things, these little foxes. Every small appearance of the old life. Every small appearance of the old life. We're speaking of the old nature. The nature before one said yay and amen to the good news of the King of Kings in HaMashiach, in Christos, right? The old life, the old nature. It could be a habit. It could be a retrospective look. People always doing that, always looking back. Oh, I remember back in the days, such and such. And one could refer to something from the past and teach a lesson in the present, but that lesson has to be according to the Mushera, has to be according to the bridegroom, has to be according to the beloved, has to be according to the Nuguz, the king. It has to be in the King of Kings. It can't be some nonsense. Sometimes we want to bring up a retrospective thing, and often we'll try to point them forward and say, that's the old life. That's the, you know, we look at new things. All things are new, says he who sits upon the throne. All things are new, right? But every small appearance of the old life, of the old nature, is a little fox, right? Every habit, right, or retrospective look, right, looking backward, that's the retrospective, looking backward, such are the little foxes. Although it might seem cute and cuddly, you better watch it. They spoil, right, they spoil the future harvest, right, the future blessing and the future life. It's almost as though these are the situations that the enemy throws at us, these little things, and then we think that they're little things, right, and therefore they're not all that serious, right? You know, you're making too much out of it. You know, I've heard that so much. You're making too much out of it. As though they know the way, the truth, and the life. And we are learning too, but we're more mature, right? We have matured. We've come from being little babes in the Word to being mature, right, and have been given, right, opportunity to serve in the ministry. So that means something. So oftentimes, those of you who are who are servants, servant sons and servant daughters, you either have noticed this often, or if you're entering into the service and ministry, you're going to find this. So this is very important to understand this both about yourself. You see, first we apply it to ourselves. When we apply it to ourselves, when I apply it to myself, I can see the little foxes. Right? I see those little foxes. I had to catch the little foxes. Right? Point out those habits. Sometimes people say, why did you apologize about that to one and one? You didn't really have to, Rajadan. No, I had to. Because even that is an appearance of the old life. Right? That's an habit. That's something that might spoil the future. Right? The future fruit, the fruitage, right? For I and I husbandman. Right? For the husbandman of I and I nephesh, of I and I soul. Right? They are not necessarily grave sins. Let's point this out. They're not grave sins. Right? Not necessarily. They can lead to grave sins. And this is where the danger comes in. And one doesn't notice it at first because you have a little something, a little fox here. Okay, let that go. You got a little fox here. Oh, that's the same thing. Little fox. After a while, these foxes grow up. You know what I mean? The little foxes don't always remain little foxes. So as little foxes, they're not necessarily grave sins. We are told this in the preacher, in Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 1, that dead flies cause the ointment of the apothecary to send forth a stinking savor. So doth a little folly him that is in reputation for wisdom and honor. Right? So you just overstand that the dead flies, right, that are in the oil of the apothecary, the oil maker, it sends forth a stink and begins to rot. So the oil begins to rot and sends forth stink. So does a little folly in one in whom there's the reputation for wisdom and honor. It's like people think that you have wisdom and honor, then you allow those little foxes to go unregulated. You don't take them, you don't catch them, right? It ruins a reputation, right? It can ruin a ministry, it can ruin a family, it can ruin a lot of things. So catch the little foxes. The little foxes, where do they hide? Well, they hide themselves, interestingly enough, they hide themselves behind the vines. So if you are not adept, right, if you're still a youngin', you would just look at the vines and say, oh, those are so pretty vines. You won't see the little foxes behind the vines. So understand metaphysically how this relates, right, to ministry, right? The little foxes, they hide themselves, right? They hide themselves where? They hide themselves behind the vines. And if they go unnoticed, unchecked, unregulated, they can easily destroy the vine. Because you're looking at one side of it, and they are behind it on the other side of it, right, eating and playing and destroying that vine. So you think, oh, it's coming along well, but what about those little foxes? What little foxes? The little foxes that's hiding themselves behind the vine. Oh, there's no little foxes hiding themselves behind the vine. If unnoticed, they can easily and do easily destroy the vine. Now, subjectively speaking, right, subjectively speaking, the first step of hindrance or obstacle is in the matter of following Adonai, right? That is the first step of hindrance, right? That's the first step of hindrance that even we notice, you know, the hand, you know, the maiden, right? The maiden also has. That's the first step of hindrance, right? Is following, right, Adonai, following the shepherd. Right? Following that one, which is as even your spiritual, you know, your spiritual kinsman or kinswoman in the faith, right? It's following Adonai. Some people say, oh, I follow Yah. Oh, Yah. They'll talk a lot of stuff about Yah, and they'll forget about the shepherd that the great shepherd sent for them and figure, well, it's not about you. And you brought them to the Lord in the sense. You help grow them. You help them in the birth process. You're like, spiritually speaking, like a handmaid for their soul. And then when they think they can do it for themselves, right? And they'll say, well, I'm following the Lord. I'm following the Lord my way, right? See, that's still a first step of hindrance, right? That's an obstacle. That's a Satan, right? It is in the matter of following Adonai. And therefore, that means in following the ones whom Adonai has sent, right? Little foxes do their damage and they cause conditions, right? They cause situations, or more correctly, they cause situations or shittims of fruitlessness, right? In a sense, what they seek to do is to abort that new birth of your soul. Right? They seek to basically kill your new birth before you can even get to the point of growing, because they seek to prevent that resurrection and ascension life, right? The little foxes do their damage, and when they do their damage, this causes situations and conditions of fruitlessness. So some wonder why, I've been following the law, I've been doing everything, because they're not self-examining. Or others, right, amongst their spiritual brothers and sisters in the church of the firstborn might point some things out, and they get offended, they get upset, you understand? Because see, they think, oh, I'm good with John. I'm good with the Lord. Who is this? That's your spiritual brother and sister that the Spirit of Truth has put there for the eye. And open rebuke is better than secret love. Open correction is better than secret, carefully hidden and concealed affection. Zin, Yovas, are you with I and I? So the little foxes do their damage, and they're the cause, right, of the conditions or the situations of fruitlessness, the fruit that the husbandman, the Ina Abba Father, is looking for. Usually this is before the real resurrection life, right, in HaMoshiach, in Christos, in Yeshua, right, is strongly established within. So we've seen this oftentimes happen. It's almost like amongst the newcomer, the neo brother or sister, the newborn brother or sister, sometimes there's a whole heap of hindrances and foxes and obstacles that come at them. And if they are not trusting the shepherd, right, or the cowherd, if you please, but they're not trusting the one that Adonai has put there, right, that already is the one that's already been helping them so far, you know, there's going to be damage. There's going to be fruitlessness because these little foxes, they're doing their damage. They're causing all the shittums, situations of fruitlessness before the resurrection life in HaMoshiach, the resurrection life in the anointed, and their anointing is strongly established. Where? Strongly established within, right? In the innermost of the innocence. So it was innocence that was developing in embryonic stages, but these little foxes, they destroy that innocence, right? They seek to destroy that innocence. I and I must therefore beware. We must be aware of who? We must be aware of what? We must be aware of the little foxes, right? And don't think within yourself, oh, this is a little fox right here, right? It's a little fox. What can the little fox do? It's just a little problem. It's just a little disobedience there. Oh, that was a little joke. Oh, I really didn't mean it, so forth and so on. What you're not doing is you're not recognizing and you're not trusting, right, the bridegroom, right? You're not trusting the bridegroom of the nephesh. You're not trusting Yeshua. You're not trusting the beloved, right? Let's get that little fox thing, go through some of these. This is another copy version of Song of Songs. Very, I'll say it's the holy place. It's like the holy of holies. But many, when they read it, they see some of the overt sexual innuendos, and they get caught up on that because there is a relativity. There is a, you know, there is something there. After all, it's a procreative function that brought life. But in the way of the sin, death, and world, you know, the flesh, the world, flesh, and devil that's going on, right? We're not seeing it in the way. They're not fruitful. It's not fruitful, right? It's not fruitful, right? It's causing actually more harm than good, even harming the lives of others, right, because of the instability in their souls. So in dealing with all small problems, in dealing with all of the little foxes, the loved one, right, cannot withstand them single-handedly, right? The loved one cannot withstand them single-handedly, right? Let's hear, okay, let's bring it around, right? This is the big fox. The big fox, you know, the big fox, like we said, the damage that's done by the big foxes, you may still have a chance to bear some fruits, right? But with the damage done by the little foxes, right, these little ones. So you see, if we're dealing with the big fox causes damage too. But it's really with the little fox, right? You see the little foxes, you know how many pictures we show of the little foxes in the holes? It's the little foxes in those holes. The little foxes hide themselves. This is why Be'amarinya, right, in his majesty's in Kedemawi Hala Selassie Metzav Kedus, he calls the foxes the Keberroach, right? The verse, Wainachin Abba Boalina, Ye Wainachinin Bota, Yemiyat Efutin Keberroach, Tikak enun kabaroch, the little, the tikak enun, the tikit, the tikit. We say tikit to say something small, like in Japanese skoshi, I think. But tikit, tikit. Here, this is plural, tikak enun kabaroch atim dachu. That means setting traps to catch yazulin. Right, let us set traps and yaz, to seize them. Right, even as seizing them by hand. Right, seizing them by hand, grab them, catch them. Right, because you have to set traps for them because they hide. Right, they hide. They're fast. They got their little holes. Sometimes holes or entrance in the holes that you know you can't even follow them into these areas. So sometimes these little problems that rise in ministry, that rise amongst new ones, newbies among brothers and sisters, our brothers and sisters, our Wendemoch, our Hitoch, they may even our Natoch, our mothers too within the ministry. Right, but they are the conditions that face the immature. When we say immature, they have not grown up. They are still little children, right? They still are little children, right? And little children must be obedient even to their spiritual fathers and mothers in HaMoshiach, their fathers and mothers, the glory of the King of Kings, the glory of I and I, Abba Father. So in dealing with all small problems, right, the little foxes, in dealing with all the seeming small problems that many would say, oh, they're so cute. Look at it. It's so cute. It's not a problem. It's just a little fox. Oh, look at them. They're so cute, right? And the same way they look at problems. Oh, you're making too much out of the little foxes, right? Well, they're not going to have much fruitage, right? They're not going to have much fruitage because by the time it grows, the damage is going to already be done. right? In dealing with all such small problems in ministry, brothers and sisters, and especially the co-shepherds of the King of Kings in Christ, the little foxes, right? The small problems, the little foxes, the loved one, right? The Moshiach, the brother or sister, right? That is standing in the breach with you, right? In the love of the King of Kings in Christ, cannot withstand them single-handedly. And you know, I could testify, right? Even recently, some of these little foxes, you cannot withstand them single-handedly, nor can the king do it alone, nor can the Negus, right, or the king man do it alone. There is need, and here's the key, my brothers and sisters, there is need for what? For cooperation, right? For operating, right? For operating together, right? For operating together in the spirit, in the Ruach HaKodesh, operating together. He is here asking her. He is asking even I and I souls. This is what our souls are being asked. He's asking I and I souls, right? He's asking her that they, both he, right, and she, both he and I and I inner she, our nef she, right, our nef say, our nef she, right? He is asking, right, her that they war spiritually, the spiritual war, that they war against these things. What things? These little small problems, right? These little foxes, right? That they war together, not sweep them under the rug. Not say, oh, you're making too much out of it. Oh, don't say, oh, nobody's perfect. You know, we all make mistakes. Well, that is given. But if you're the newbie, I mean, you're just born again. You don't know this, you see? And it's only arrogance. It's only disobedience, right? It's only disobedience that therefore will lead to this first step of hindrance, right? First step of Satan, right? First obstacle in following Adonai, in following Adoni. So my brothers and sisters, we have to address, right? We have to address these little foxes, right? It's the little foxes. The little foxes, sometimes the little problems are much worse than the big problems. When you really look at it, the little problem leads to the big problems. If you nip the little problems in the bud, right? And how do we do it? Right? It's through open rebuke is better than secret love. It's like Aya Bingi, and I would say, you know, one have to stand the fire, is get bun out, right? But bun out in grace and truth. Right? In other words, we have to address these things. And when one finds that, yes, they've been harboring these little foxes, right? To confess, acknowledge, and to give it up to HaMoshiach. You know, to give it up. This is where the church, the body of HaMoshiach is so very important. This is where the church of the firstborn is so very important. This is where the community that truly is HaMoshiach conscious is so very vital and so very, very important. So, beloved ones, take I and I, the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines. For I and I vines, right, the first fruits, right, they have tender grapes. And these tender grapes have promise. There's promise of a fuller harvest. But that fuller harvest that we expect, that we look forward to, cannot come, my brothers and sisters, if we do not take us together, right, the little foxes. Address the small so-called problems, right? The small appearances even, right, of the old life or things from the old life, the old self, right? You're married to HaMoshiach now. You're in a new relationship with the King of Kings in Christ and with the brother and with the sister and with those in the community, right? And then you're going back to the same old way. You figure, oh, I can handle it now. And you're returning to your own vomit. You're returning to your own mud. You've been cleaned up, but now you're returning to the mud. My brothers and sisters that are in this situation, I pray daily for the eye repentance, that Abba Father will give the eye repentance, right, to the acknowledging, that you can acknowledge the yea and the amen of this and come together in cooperation, because the loved one, Yeshua, right? He can, not that he cannot, but he will not do it alone without the cooperation of the soul. It's like when I say to ones, why you think he stands at the door and knock? He could kick down the door. He could tell the door fade away and the door will have to fade away, right? But it's for our cooperation. What His Majesty, King of Kings, says to make I and I wills, right, obedient to the good influence of the good news, right, of the Wengel, the good news of the King of Kings in Christ, the good news of the King of Kings, Kedamawi Haile Selassie, in HaMoshiach Yeshua, in Adonai, Yeshua I, HaMoshiach I. And the Holy Spirit want me to put this in. I want to just share this right here. It's the next book, actually, from the next book. A word just came to I on this, and we'll sum this up, take this to about an hour or so point, or a kind of lecture, a 50-minute point. And I'd like you to listen over this again, brothers and sisters. It's very, very important. Here we have Isaiah, right? Isaiah chapter 1, right? Isaiah chapter 1. And he says this in Isaiah chapter 1, and this just came to I and I mind right here, right? Here's what it says right here. Let's go to verse, let's take it, right? Let's take it from verse 16. In verse 16, Isaiah 1 and 16, it says, wash you, right? Wash you. Wash with the, remember the water of the word, the washing as if by water within the word, the washing in the word, right? In the word of truth, not just the reading of the Bible word, but also when your brother or sister tell you the truth and you know that's a rebuke to that old life, that old nature, that little fox that you've been hiding, right? Wash you, make you clean, put away the evil, right? Of your doings from before our eyes. Cease to do evil. Cease to do that which is unkind, which is not according to what you are learning of HaMashiach, Yeshua. Learn to do well. Seek judgment, right? Like one's running from judgment. Judgment is just a process. Either you will be acquitted, right? Or either the act or the thing will be condemned, right? Either it's acquittal or condemnation. If we would judge I and I self, Hawari Apollo says that we would not be judged with the world. This is what we talk about when we talk about self-examination, self-judgment. Not in your sight, right? But in his sight. Not whether it's bad to you or how you feel about it. That's your soul there, right? That's your soul talking. Your soul is not being obedient to the bridegroom. The bridegroom is HaMashiach Yeshua. The bridegroom is Adonai. Adonai, Yeshua, I, HaMashiach, I, and I, Black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to the glory of I, and I, Abba Father, the King of Kings. Amen? Because Yeshua, HaMashiach, the Son, the Bein HaElohim, he is the Lord of Lords. So it says right here in Tinbete Isaias, verse 17, learn to do well. Seek judgment. You seek it. Somebody says, yo, like people want to bring something to me, like I did something wrong. I'm like, okay, I want to know. Okay, either it's some folly thing, I can laugh, bun it out, right? Or it's something that I really have to check myself on, right? But learn, the key word here, the operative word is learn. Just because you've been learning, don't act like you know it all, right? Don't act like you know it all. You're still young, you're still a babe. It's just like what happened with little children. How many times have you been around little children? They really can't do it, but they're acting like they can. You can tolerate that more in a child, in a sense, but it's the same child they are, right, in their psychic, in their soul nature. But learn, right, learn to do well, seek judgment, relieve the downpressed. In ministry, I and I are to relieve those who are downpressed, right? Judge the fatherless, judge the ones who have no father, right? So that means sometimes we have to judge in the baby mama dramas, right? Even though, looking at, if I take a retrospective look at the past, before I knew of Yeshua HaMashiach, I did many things in ignorance too. Right? But he had mercy on I and I because I and I did those things not knowing. So judge the fatherless. Plead, right? Plead for the widow. And here's the verse right here. Come now. Come now. Make I and I reason together. Right? This is what the king, this is what the beloved is asking, the love interest, to come now. Right? Come now. Make I and I reason together, saith Adonai. Though your sins, your chatiyat, your wrongdoings, those are things in your past. Yeshua HaMashiach is saying, though the things in our past, right, may be as scarlet, they may be bloody things, some awful, right, some awful things, he blots them out, right, he blots them out, new day, right, though your sins, your wrongdoings be as scarlet, they shall, though they're red up, notice scarlet is a kind of a reddish type color, so the red fox, that whole connection right there, though they be as scarlet, they shall be as white. That means pure, right? Not white. Don't get it. Don't get caught up in the goy mind when we say white, black. Overstand this metaphysically, right? They shall be as white, right, as snow. When new fresh snow comes, it's so pretty, so wonderful. People start walking about. Dogs start pissing on it. Dogs start doodling on it. And you see how it looks, right? But when it comes down fresh, right, that cleanness, it's a word pick, it's a type, it's a typology, right? Overstand it in the Christ-mindedness, in the Moshiach, HaMashiach mindfulness, in the Christos consciousness. Though they be red like crimson, bloody red, right, they shall be as wool, right? Now, the real question here is, who are you going to trust? Right? Are you going to trust the guiltiness that is resting on your conscience? Are you going to trust those little foxes from the old life, old nature, your old self, now that you've come and seen and been tasting of his goodness? That's why it says in the next verse, verse 19, Asarazetang, it says, if y'all, right? If I and I soul speak to this individually and corporately, individually speaking to our soul as we have in Song of Songs, right? If I and I be willing
and obedient. There's the key right there. Obedient, it begins with hearing the word, right? And then the word that you're hearing of truth, to begin to feel that word, right? In other words, cast out the old feelings, the old nature, the old mind, that old self that led you into so much situations, right? Cast it out and become willing and obedient if ye be. The choice is yours. If ye be, right? If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. And we know that the land is also the Christ consciousness. You will eat the good things that you've been reading about in the word and hearing others testify. That too will be yours. Verse 20. But here it says, but if ye refuse and rebel, if you refuse and rebel, ye, y'all shall be devoured with the sword. Now people think, oh, like Old Testament sword. The sword is the word of Yah, the word of Adonai, the word of the bridegroom, the word of the I loved one, the word of the negus, right? You'll be devoured with that word, because it says here, for the mouth of Adonai, as the mouth of Adoni, have spoken it, has spoken this particular word, my brothers and sisters. So I connect with the reasoning on the little foxes from Song of Songs of Solomon, right? 2 and 15 is Isaiah chapter 1, verses 16 to 20. Verses 16 to 20 as a meditation, as a meditation, right? And so before the eye is two ways, right? Choose life. There are two ways before the eye. Before every man, as the Ayabingi song says, before every man, there's two ways, right? Choose life. Choose the King of Kings in HaMashiach. Choose life, my brothers and sisters, and take I and I, the foxes, the little foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for I and I vines have tender grapes. Shalom, my brothers and sisters. And even especially the sisters, I want to hear the word even more so, because that double X going on there. The sons, you really have sons. If you get this right here, you will be wiser than Solomon, because the wisdom given to Solomon, right? The wisdom giver of Solomon is Yeshua HaMashiach, is I and I Black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is the Bein HaElohim, is the son of I and I Abba Father. Amen, amen. Shalom.
Yes. So right there, there's something's old, something's new from the treasury. Right there, there's Song of Songs. Song of Songs is really eyeful. We had went through a translation. Once we saw that, it was like verses, you know, back and forth, like between he and between she. And also there's a they, the daughters of Jerusalem. There's the watchmen of the city. You know, there is also some love triangle, so to speak, in it. We're speaking about Song of Songs, Song of Songs of Solomon. And it's interesting because the Isle of Irit, basically the Holy Spirit reminded I and I, you know, to share this. We didn't have time to share this during the Pesach, the Passover. But what is interesting is that the theme right here, also has to do with the harvest. And here we're in the season, the time, you know, Pesach, Passover, with Bikurim, where we do the count, where we count the growth, counting the Omer, counting that sheaf of wheat. When you read Leviticus chapter 23, verse 9, that section there, then move forward to the harvest, the Feast of Weeks. You know, the Feast of Weeks is the harvest. So the little foxes, they damage, you know, they spoil the, you know, they spoil the crop at that embryonic level, right? If one is not dutiful to catch them. Now, we went from the royal Amharic. We basically was building on the Amharic and the translation that we had worked out with the he and the she. You can't always pick it up. It's like, for example, let's just give a brief example, because someone's got it. Maybe they've studied it better. Others, you know, and just reading it from the Western Gentile, you know, the English way, the Christian way. We get to verses like, what's the black verse? Yeah. Verse 5, I am black, but comely, O ye, y'all daughters of Jerusalem, as the tents of Kedar. I know some say Kedar or Kedar. As the curtains of Solomon, in the Amharic Solomon, in the Hebrew Shlomo, can tell because in the whole narrative we just kept with the Ethiopic, even the verse right there. But this particular verse right here is spoken by she. In fact, from the very beginning, besides the title Song of Songs, which is Solomon's, it is she speaking, right? And she is speaking to the daughters of Jerusalem, to the maidens right there. So it's she who is saying that I am black but comely. The but comely is sort of deceptive right there. It's almost like I'm black, but even though I'm black, I'm beautiful. That's how people think of it. But that's not really the Hebrew. The Hebrew doesn't bring that sense out right there. The Hebrew brings out more the sense of, hold on for one moment right here. Let's just bring up the Hebrew right here. And then we're going to ride on to today's daily psalm and that theme of the woman in travail from the evening psalm, Psalm 48. And then also with the Midrash, you know, why the Mandem, the warriors, you know, they have their hand on their back like they're carrying a big belly. They're afraid. What has made them afraid? More on that when we ride up with it. So here, we got it right here. Let's just bring out the Hebrew here just to show and prove. Okay, here we got it. Okay, so Song of Songs, chapter 1, verse 5. This is, a pretty famous verse. I am black. Shechora. Right? Shechor. If you said like shechor, it would be like I am black male. In that sense, a male will be speaking, but here in the Hebrew, shechora, the ah part right there, right? Shechora, I, ani, shechora, ani, I, or black, in the feminine sense, I. So she's saying, she is saying that she is black. Shechora, ani, with nawa, some modern Hebrew would say vinava in the modern Hebrew. Here, the ancient Afro-Semitic pointing, with nawa. So she says, shechora ani, with nawa. Shechora ani, with nawa. She's saying, I am black and, not but, like I'm black, but I'm beautiful, you know, as though black is beautiful. Anyway, we have nave. Don't say nave, but nawa. What nawa. I am beautiful. I am suitable. I am comely in that sense. So it's not I am black, but comely. I am black and beautiful. Nawa, from the root of na. Na as a verb means to be, to become comely, to become beautiful, to become in the sense of become befitting. But the root is an interesting root idea because the root idea, the na'a, the root of nawa or nava in modern Hebrew, nava, the root of it is like to be at home. By implication, it's to be like, almost in a sense, to be domesticated. Not like a wild animal, wild beast. You can't bring a wild animal, wild beast in your house and try to tame it. You know, like a cat or a dog in that sense, or people, you know, we can live in houses, right? But there's some people that probably can't. But she's saying that not only is she beautiful, right? She's pleasant, she's suitable, right? But she is, in a sense, she's a homie on another deeper Hebraic level right there. But just to bring out the basic sense of this right here, because some people, when they read it, we hear people say, yeah, you know, black is, it's in the Bible. And she says, I am black. Well, they say, he said, maybe people say that Solomon is speaking here. It's not Solomon speaking, and that should be obvious by some basic reading comprehension. But we read the whole verse. He says, I am black. Some people translate it as I am dark, but I am black, right, and beautiful. O ye, all daughters of Jerusalem, as the tents of Kedar, as the curtains of Solomon. Now, how much sense would it make if Solomon was talking? It's like, yeah, Solomon did have, you know, some bigger, you know, about him. One could say pride on a certain level, but that would have been just too much. That would have been almost vanity for Solomon to be saying this of himself, because it's not Solomon saying it of himself. It is the love interest, the bride. Now, some say this is the queen of the south, the queen of Sheba, you know, Makeda, Negis Makeda, as she's known among the Ethiopians, or Ida, Ida, the Queen of Sheba, among the Hebrews was known as Ida, right? Among some of the Arabian tribes, the ancient Ethiopian Black Arabian and the latter day one, she is known as Belkis. But this verse here is she speaking, Shehora Ani, we Nawa, Benot Yerushalayim, Benot, daughters, Benot Yerushalayim, O daughters of Jerusalem. K as Ahole, the tents of Kedar, as the tents of Kedar. Ki Riot, as the curtains, right? Ki Riot, as the curtains, Shalomo, as the curtains of Shalomo. So here is the maiden speaking. A lot of gems right here, but as we said that this book is the appointed reading and feeding and reasoning for Pesach, for Passover. And here we brought out the one of the second kind of sections that take us to Little Foxes, Faltering Love, where the bridegroom is warning the bride about the fruit, the fruitfulness. And here in the season, we're also speaking of the harvest season. I was going to ride out with Queen Africa. We often play the Nyabingi chanting, the Lily of the Valley, the Rose of Sharon. But looking at the time here, and for ones and ones and the listening, it's only on the Mondays, the second day of the Shabbat, that we begin like a half an hour later. So Mondays is 10:30 p.m. for the evening service, the Rastafari podcast right here. The other days, Tuesday, to after the Shabbat on the Saturday, not with the Sabbath day after, you know, the Eve comes in. It's really the Eve of the first day, but from Tuesday to the after the Sabbath to Saturday, 10 to 1, and then for the first day Sunday service, 1 a.m. to around about 4. But here, let's ride up right here. We're going to ride up the Royal Amharic of today's daily psalm according to the Royal Order, Psalm 143.
So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends. When I say more, you say fire. More fire.
King Selassie is the Almighty Eye. I mean, big bad sound like justice. This is Sizzla Kalonja passing through.
So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends.
So here. Today's daily psalm. Let's give a first ear. Just hear the basic. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 143.
Psalm 143. Hear my prayer, O Lord, give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness, answer me, and in thy righteousness, and enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. For the enemy hath persecuted my soul. He hath smitten my life down to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hands. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land. Selah. Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake. For thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. And of thy mercy, cut off mine enemies, and destroy all them that afflict my soul. For I am thy servant, 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 thy servant.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
So here today's psalm, here's a brief intro right here to the Tehillim. Tehillim in the Hebrew corresponds to Ililta that you may hear Ethiopically and in the East. The Ililta, like big up, it's like a word sound, a big up, a praise. So in the Hebrew, we call it the Sefer Tehillim. Just an overview, it's a call for Ha'ilahim, Ha'Elohim. Call for the true God, the source, the power's help, right here, here.
For I am thy servant. Psalm 143, it seemed a call for Ha'ilahim's help, for the help of the power, the true good, the true God. This psalm, it resembles the preceding one. The preceding one is Psalm 142. Very closely in its tone and the circumstances and situations or situation, and may have the same authorship. It's themed a Psalm of David. To the title, A Psalm of David, in the LXX, the Septuagint, adds this right here. When his son persecuted him, speaking of the Absalom revolt rebellion. But the reasons for a post-exilic date, some say, mentioned in the introduction to Psalm CXLII, and that is Psalm 142, apply here also. The latter half of the psalm particularly is constructed in the main part of the latter half of the psalm, from quotations. So we have quotations, certain verses that are found elsewhere. So it's themed the Psalm of David, and it's in the style of David. The LXX, the 70, or the Septuagint Bible, has when his son persecuted him, speaking of Absalom. What's interesting is that we can apply this also to the greater David, the greater son, to Garmawi Nagusa Negest, to his imperial majesty, to John Hoy, Katamawi Haile Selassie, even concerning Asawosin and those rebellions, right, there. But here, riding up with the royal Amharic, firstly and foremostly, right here, we have the native speaker, Abraham Chebude. And here is a little dub right here to hear the words again, and we're going to go through a verse by verse. In other words, verse by verse, you know, precept on precept, line on line. And the psalm is themed, another theme of it is the humble petition. A humble petition, a humble ask. Today's daily psalm, a humble petition, a humble ask, also themed as a call for Ha'ilahim, for the power, the true good, the true God, for Egeziavihas, the sustainer's help. Right here, the dub, Jah Melody, a tune called Who Say Unlisted, Fanatic on My Mind, dub one, yes sir.
Yes. Here comes the dub. We got like 16 minutes here. Call in, 515-602-9761. Or tune in on the YouTube to Rastafari Israelites. We're going to ride up right now with the Royal Amharic.
Bring forth the Bible.
Psalm 143, humble petition.
We have a call for Exiavihas. Daily Psalm, Tehut, Limina. Tehut, Limena, Es Erek, Melchizedek, Garmawi, Garmawi, Haile Selassie. Today's daily psalm, Tehut, Limena.
Let's just pause right there on the whole Tehut. The real roots of ancient Egypt and even the Hebraic. Yes, I, and Inna Tovia, Inna. Good, Jai's good, the good land, Ethiopia, Tovia, in Africa, as we will say. Yes, so the Tehut. Moshe is called Tehut, right? And also David is referred to as Tehut, and Yeshua as Tehut, right? And Tehut can be discerned as another way of saying like tut or thought. But in the Ethiopic, getting to the root, Tehut is humbleness. So here, today's daily psalm has a theme of Tehut. Yes. The psalm for April 25th, and happy Earth Day to Isha, Shali, Miste, Yesai, and all the Tauruses out there. Once again, let's ride up, and it's going to lead us into the great spirits of those in the blog, talk, live stream. Be sure to call in or to go to the Rastafari Israelites for the full of fall, Jah willing. So here. Again, today's daily psalm, Tehut Mezmur.
We have a call for Exiavihas. Daily psalm, Tehut Limena. Tehut, Limena. Es Erek, Melchizedek, Garmawi, Garmawi, Haile Selassie. Today's daily psalm, Tehut Limena. Tehut Limena. 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 Mezmor Meto Arba Sos. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, Melchizedek, Garmawi, Garmawi, Chayla Salasi. Today's daily psalm, Tehut Lemena. Tehut Lemena. Here we have a call for Exiavia's help, guidance, and help. This psalm, it resembles the preceding one, and very closely in tone and circumstance, and some say may have the same authorship. Superscription, Leju Basadado Gizeya Dawid Mezmor. To the title of Psalm of David in the LXX, and here in Garmawi Garmawi Haile Selassie's the Metzach Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, we have when his son, speaking of Absalom, though his name not mentioned, says Elidju, his son, Basadado Gizeh, when his son persecuted him, Elidju, Basadado Gizeh, Yedawit Mezmor, a Psalm of David, Elidju, Basadado Gizeh, Yedawit Mezmor. But the reason for a so-called post-Davidic date mentioned in the introduction to Psalm 142 is said to apply here as well. So the previous psalm, Imitaden Sol Tzelot, Tzelot Bewasha, Menabaragizeh Dawit Imheret, that was the previous psalm, but today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here, Mezmor Meto Arba Sos. Mezmor Dawit, a psalm of David, a theme, Tehut Lemena. Tehut Lemena, a humble petition, a humble ask. Tehut Lemena, Lemena, Lemena. Make I and I begin, Mesim Av, the word of Memphis Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one source. Mezmor Dawit, Mezmor Meto Arba Sos. Leju Basadado Gizeh, Ye Dawit Mezmor, a psalm of David, when his son persecuted him. Leju Basadado Gizeh, Ye Dawit Mezmor, Kuter An, verse 1. Abetu, Selotain Sema, Baunatir, Limanayen Adamit, Besid Kehema Melissalim. Hear my prayer, Abetu, I father, his father, O father of the house. Give ear to my supplications. Abetu, Selotain, Simma, Baunetit, Limanayen, Adamit, Betsit Kehim, Melissalim, in thy faithfulness, answer me, and in thy righteousness. Hear Bamarinya, Baunetit, Baunetit. The eye truth, the eyes objective reality, the unetih, limenayin, limenayi, my ask, my beseeching, my petition, adamit, 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 give ear, pay attention, besid to him, and in the eyes righteousness, besid to him, and in the eyes righteousness, melissalim, melissalim, answer, answer to I, kut er hulet. Gut erhulet, verse 2. Hiyau hulu vefiteh sadik aidelemina. Kabar yah gar woda furda atigaba. And enter not into judgment with thy servant. For in thy sight shall no man living be justified. Hiyau hulu vefiteh sadik aidelemina. Hiyau, hiyau, life, living. Hiyau, hiyau, hulu, hulu, all. Hiyau, hulu, all living. Befitih, befitih, in the eyes present, in the eyes perception, in the eyes face. Befitih, tzadik, righteous, tzadik, tzadik, righteous. For in thy sight shall no man living, living, all living in the eyesight is not tzadik, is not righteous, is not just, is not justified. Kabariyah, gar, kabariyah, bariyah. Bariyah, servant, slave, bariyah. The eyes, male, servant, slave, kabariyah, gar. And with the eyes, servant, wada furd, atigba, wada furd. To judgment, atigba, do not enter towards judgment, into judgment with the eyes, servant. Kuter sos, verse 3. Elat nefsin asardo atal hiwete nim be midrwista gwisa agwisa kulo atal kadmo in the moteso bechelema anuronya, for the enemy hath persecuted, falsely prosecuted my soul. Telateh. Here we have telateh. Telateh. The eyes, male enemy, the eyes enemy, nefsein, my soul, nefsein, my psyche, asadido, atal, has persecuted, for the eyes enemy has persecuted my psyche, hiwetenim, and my life, hiwetenim, bemidarwista, gusakulo, atal. He has smitten my life down to the ground. He has made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. Kedmo, in the mote soul. Kedmo, previously, from before, as one who is dead, as a man long dead. Bechelema anuronya, in darkness, you have caused I to dwell. Kuter arat, verse 4. Nefse bewiste alek etchbin. Lebem bewiste de negatabin. Therefore is my spirit, my irid, overwhelmed within I. My heart within I is desolate. Here in the Royal Amharic, the Metzav Kedusa says, Nefse, my soul, my psyche, Nefse, bewuste, bewuste, and I, alek etchabin. She runs out. She's exhausted. She's spent, overwhelmed in that sense. Alek, right, to be alek etchabin, my soul within I. Not spirit as we have in the KJV, therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within I. Mo better, therefore is my soul within I. My soul within I overwhelmed. She is overwhelmed. Libem, libem, and my heart, the wuste, within I, the negative being. My heart within I is desolate. KJV has desolate, is in a mental shock, my heart, and he is in a mental shock against I, is shocked, is desolate by the mental shock. So we have Nefse, but Wuste, Alek, Etchbin. My soul, she within I is spent, is overwhelmed. Libem, and my heart, but Wuste, the negativing. My heart within I is in a state of shock, mental shock. Kuter Amis, verse 5. Yek Edmowina Zemin Asebhu. Sarahinim Hulu Asalaselhu. Ye Ijinim Sarah Temelekatuhu. I remember the days of old. Yek Edmowin Zemin Asebhu. I recall, I reckon, Yek Edmowin, the previous Zemin, the ancient, even the ancient days, the days of old. Yek Edmowin Zemin Asebhu. Sarahinim Hulu Asalaselhu. I meditate, I iditate on all the eyes' works. Sarahinim hulu, all the eyes' male work. Asalaselhu, I iditate, I meditate. Yejihinim sarah, and the work of the eye, male hand. Yejihinim sarah, temelekatuhu. I muse, I pay attention. Temelekatuhu, I paid attention to the work of the eyes' hand. Ut al sadist, verse 6. Ijochina would ante zaragao. Nesim in the Mizrebeda antenna tet emach. I stretch forth my hands to the eye. Ijochin, my hands, what ante, to ante, to the eye. Male speaking directly to he who be, who he be. Ijochin, what ante, zaragao. I stretch forth my hands to the eye. Nefsim, and my soul, my psyche, Nefsim, in the Mizrebeda antenna tet emach. And my soul thirsteth. She's thirsty for the eye, after the eye, as a thirsty land. Selah, 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 Selah. Utel Sabat, verse 7. Abetu fetne semanye nefse alk alech fitehinke ne atemeles. Ode gurguadiman de mi wardua alhun. Here I speedily, Abetu, I father's father, O Ab of the Beit. Fetne, fetne, semang. Here I quickly, speedily. Nefse alk alech. My spirit, here KJV has, my spirit faileth. My psyche is spent. My psyche runneth out. My psyche, my soul. Nefse alk alech. So KJV has my spirit, but here in the Metav Kedus, nefse, my soul, my psyche, alk alech. My soul faileth. She faileth. She's spent. Fitehin. Kane atemelis, hide not.
thy face, thy presence, thy perception, fitahin, kane, ka inne, fitahin, ka inne, from I, kane, atamelis, hide not thy face from I. What a good guadim and me wordu alhun, lest I be like to them that go down into the pit, wada gurguadim, and to the pit, and to me wardu, as those who go down, alhun, so I be not as those that go down into the pit. Kutar cement. Verse 8. Antenna tamnyalhunna, bemaladam, hiretehinna semain, avirtu nesin. Wada ante anischalhunna, yemmahe debetinna mengeda satauk eng. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. Anten tamnyalhunna, for in the eye do I trust. Bemalida, in the morning and early I was bemalida mihiretehin, the eyes mercy asamain, cause I to hear avirtu nesin wad ante anischalhunna yemehidbetinna menged astaukeng. Cause I to know the way, the men get the way wherein I should walk, the way wherein I should trod. Yemahida betin men get astaukeng. For I lift up my soul, my psyche. I lift up she, my psyche, to thee. I nefsin wada ante anischalhunna. Yemahida betin men get astaukeng. Kuter Zeteng, verse 9. Abetu, wada ante, te matinyal huna, kat elatochin adneng. Deliver, save, cause I to be dehna, save, well, deliver I, abetu, from mine enemies, from my haters. I flee to thee, I, to hide me. Wada ante, ante, to the I male, speaking directly to he who be, who he be. Wada ante, ante, to the I and no other. Wada ante, te mat nyal hunna, kut elatochi adneng, kut el aser, verse 10. Ante amlake nehinna, fik adehinna le madreg asa temreng, kedusa menfesehinna, bez idik amidara yimrang. Teach I to do thy will, for thou, the I, art my true good, my true God. Ante amlaki nehinna, ante the I, male, amlaki, my source nehinna, for the I be my source. Fekadihin, fekadih, the I, male, will, fekadihin, lemadreg, to do the I's will, asatemreng. Teach I, and I to do the I will. Kedusa menfesehim, Idus holy menfesih, the eye spirit, the eyes irid, menfesihim, and the eyes ila irid, the eyes holy spirit, bez idik in righteous midar, in a righteous land, yimrang, and lead I into the land of uprightness, a land of righteousness. Kuter asara and verse 11. Abitu silesimih yao adargeng. That's it. Kehim nefsina kamekrawa utat. Quicken I, cause I to live, to lively up myself, cause I to live. Abitu sile simih, for thy name's sake, for the eyes male name's sake. Abitu sile simih, hiyao adargeng. Hiyao adargeng, adargeng, cause I to live. Quicken, cause I to live. Be sit kehima. And in the eyes righteousness, the eyes male righteousness, bez idkehim, nesin, my soul, kamekrawa, outat, and take my soul, my psyche, out of her trouble, out of her tribulation. For thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul, bring her out of her trouble. Bez idkehim anesin kamekarawa autat kuter asara hulet. Verse 12. Bem hiretehit alatochina demisisacho. Ine bariahin nengna nesin yemiyasach en kuatin hulu atfacho. And of thy mercy, bem hiretih. Cut off, destroy, demolish, cut off mine enemies, in your mercy. KJV has, and of thy mercy, Bamarinya be mehirete, and in the eyes, male mercy, telatochin, my haters, my enemies, the misisacho, demolish them, cut them off, destroy them. Inne, I, Bariyah, Nenna, I, the eyes, male servant, for I am the eyes, male servant. Inne, Bariyah, Nenna, Nesin, my soul, my psyche, yemiyasach enku atin hulu atfacho, and destroy all them that afflict, that cause anxiety, constraint to my psyche, nefsin yemiyasach enku atin hulu, all and all them that afflict, that cause distress, anxiety to my soul, atfacho, destroy them, cause them to perish, cause them to be lost. The mihiretihit alatochin the misasacho. Ine bariyahinna nesin imiyasachin kuatin hulu atafacho. 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 Atafacho.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Those enemies, divine eye psyche.
Celestia is the master, yeah, for the enemy.
Yes, yes, yes. Psych out. Psych out. I and I, enemies. The enemies, I and I, psyche. Yes, I. Flying some of the metaphysics, right there, Royal Amharic. So hear this, hear this, hear this, hear this. This to hear the native speaker, Abraham Chebuda, for the full of today's daily Psalm 143.
Mazmur Matwar Bahulet, Bekenef Matwar Basos. Lejuva Saddedo Gizie Yedawit Mazmur. አቤቱ ጸሎቴን ስማ በእውነትህ ልመናዬን አድምጥ በጽድቅህም መልስልኝ ሕያው ሁሉ በፊትህ ጻድቅ አይደለምና ከባሪያ ጋር ወደ ፍርድ አትግባ ጠላት ነፍሴን አሳዷታል ሕይወቴንም በምድር ውስጥ አጎሳቅሏታል ቀድሞ እንደ ሞተ ሰው በጨለማ አኑሮኛል ነፍሴ በውስጥ ያለቀችብኝ ልቤም በውስጤ ደነገጠብኝ የቀድሞውን ዘመን አሰብሁ ሥራህንም ሁሉ አሰላሰል የእጅህንም ሥራ ተመለከት እጆቼን ወደ አንተ ዘረጋሁ ነፍሴም እንደ ምድረ በዳ አንተን ተጠማች አቤቱ ፈጥነህ ስማኝ ነፍሴ አልቃለች ፊትህን ከኔ አትመልስ ወደ ጉድጓድም እንደሚወርዱ አልሁን አንተን ታምኛለሁና በማለዳ ምሕረትህን አሰማኝ አቤቱ ነፍሴን ወደ አንተ አንስቻለሁና የሚሄድበትንም መንገድ አስታውቀኝ አቤቱ ወደ አንተ ተማጽኛለሁና ከጠላቶች አድነኝ አንተ አምላኬ ነህና ፈቃድህን ለማድረግ አስተምረኝ ቅዱስ መንፈስህም በጽድቅ ምድር ይምራኝ አቤቱ ስለ ስምህ ሕያው አድርገኝ በጽድቅህም ነፍሴን ከመከራው አውጣት በምሕረትህ ጠላቶቼን ደምስሳቸው እኔ ባሪያህ ነኝና ነፍሴን የሚያስጨንቋትን ሁሉ አጥፋቸው
So people still searching for this truth here which this reggae music you know bring Christ to them and the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari
Yes 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 apologies right there we're going to segue to the Hebrew from the Amharic, we had just the a cappella play right there. But here, the Amharic once again, then we hit up the Hebrew, and then the Midrash, the study. Here. Oh, Amharic. Just want to the dub right here, this is Hussein, Unlisted Fanatic, On My Mind dub right here for today's Daily Song World. I'm Harik Samar.
مزمور متوار باولت بكنت متوار باسوس لجو باسا ددو جزي يداويت مزمور عبيتوز ألوتين سما بأونته المناين عدمت بسدك أهم اللفلي هياو هلو بفيتت عادك عيدا لمنا كباري هاقار ودفر داك تقبا تلات نفسينا سادواتال هيواتين مبامدروز تاك قصاق الواتال كادمون دمو تسو بجعل لما نروينيا نفسي باوست يعلق اتشبي لبين باوست ايدن اقت ابي يك ادمون زمن عصب سراهنم هلو عصال عصر يجهنم سراه ملك الجو تين ودا انت زرقاو نفسي من دم دربدا انت تتأمج عويتو فتنا سماي نفسي عالك عالج في تهن كان يعتمدس ودا قدقواد من دم يوردو عالهون أنتن تامين يالهن بمال دامرتهن السم عبيتو نفسين ودا أنتن ستشالهن يمهي دبتن منقد أستاو عبيتو ودا أنت تماتين يالهن كتلاتو تشادني أنتام لكنهن فكادهن لمادرق أستمري قدوس منفسهم بدئدك مدريم راي عبيتو سلسم هياو أدركي بدئدك هم نفسين كمكرا أوتا بمهرته تلاتو تشين دم سفاش اني باريحن انجلنا نفسين امياس تشين نقواتن هلو عطفاش
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring across to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Hebrew boy and girl, everything take time. Here's the Hebrew right here. Oh.
מזמור קוף מם גימל מזמור לדוד אדוני שמע תפילתי האזינה אל תחנוני ואמונתך ענני בצדקתך ואל תבוא ומשפט את עבדך כי לא יצדק לפניך כל חי כי רדף אויב נפשי דיכא לארץ חייתי הושיבני במחשכים כמתי עולם ותתעטף עלי רוחי, בתוכי ישתומם ליבי. זכרתי ימים מקדם, הגיתי וכל פועליך, במעשה ידיך אסוחח. פרסתי ידי אליך, נפשי כארץ עייפה לך סלע. מהר ענני אדוני, קלטה רוחי, אל תסתר פניך ממני. ונמשלתי עם יורדבור, השמיעני בבוקר חסדך, כי בך בטחתי, הודיעני דרך זו אלך, כי אליך נשאתי נפשי, הצילני מאויביי, אדוני אליך חיסיתי, למדני לעשות רצונך, כי אתה אלוהי, רוחך טובה, תנחני בארץ מישור. למען שמך, אדוני, תחייני, בצדקתך תוציא מצרה נפשי. ובחסדך תצמית אויביי, והאבדת כל צוררי נפשי, כי אני עבדך.
Shalom, Chavrim. Today's daily psalm. Mizmor Kof, Mim, Gimel. Mizmor Kof, Mem, Gamel. Here. A midrash on today's daily psalm. Mizmor Kof, Mim, Gimel. Mizmor Kof, Mem, Gamel. Psalm 143. Shalom, Chavrim. Today's daily psalm. Mizmor Kof, Mim, Gimel. Mizmor Kof, Mem, Gamel. Here. A midrash on today's daily psalm. Mizmor Kof Mim Gimel, Mizmor Kof Mim Gamel, Psalm 143, Psalm CXLII. Here, Midrash on today's daily psalm. Mizmor Kof Mim Gimel, Kof Mim Gamel, Mizmor Le David, Yahuwah Shema'a Tefilati, Ha'azina Al Tachnunai, Be Emunatecha Enei Bez Idkateka, We Al Tavo Be Mishpata Etta Avdecha. Ki lo yitzdaka lefaneka kol chayi. Here. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 143, Hebraically verses 1 to 2. A psalm of David. O Lord, hear my prayer. Give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness answer me, and in thy righteousness. And enter not into judgment with thy servant. For in thy sight shall no man living be justified. Here. Mizmor le David, a psalm of David. Yahuwah Shema'a tefilati. Jehovah, hear my prayer. Yahuwah Shema'a tefilati. Ha'azina al tachnunai. Give ear, ha'azina, give ear, broaden the ear, give ear to my supplications. Ha'azina il tachnunai, ha'azina il tachnunai. Be emunatecha, enayni, be tzidkatecha. In thy faithfulness, be emunatecha, in thy faithfulness, answer. Enei ni, answer I, and in thy righteousness, be emunateka, enei ni, be tzidkateka, we al tabor, be mishpata et avdeka, and enter not, we al tabor, and enter not into judgment, we al tabor. The mishpat, into judgment. Eta avdeka, with thy servant. We al tavo, the mishpata et avdeka. Ki lo yitzdaka, le faneka kol chayi. for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. Ki lo yitzdak, for not to be justified. Ki lo yitzdak, lefaneka, in the eyesight, in the eye presence, in the eye face, lefaneka. Call all chai, call chai, call chai, all living, call chai. Ki lo yitzdak, lefaneka, call chai. Mizmor l'tawid, Yahuwah shema'a tifilati, ha'azina illa tachnunai, be'emunateka eneini, ve'zidkateka, ve'altavo b'mishpata et abdeka, ki lo yitzdaka lifaneka kol chayi. Shlomo, Solomon, Shlomo said, a king that sitteth on the throne of judgment scattereth away all evil with his eyes. Who can say, I have made my heart clean? I am pure from my sin. Here, Mishle Shlomo, Proverbs 20, verses 8 to 9. Melech Yoshev al kisei din, mi zareh ve aynav kol ra'a. Mi yomar, zikiti libi, taharti me chatati. Here, Mishle Shlomo, here from the Mashal, the Proverbs, the parables. Here, allegories of Shlomo, of Solomon. Proverbs chapter 20 here, verse 8. Melech Yoshev al kisei din, a king that sitteth on the throne of judgment. Melech Yoshev al kisei din, scattereth away all evil with his eyes. Mizareh b'aynav, b'aynayo kol ra'a. Mizareh scattereth b'aynayo, with his eyes kol ra'a. All evil, call ra'a. Mi yomar, who can say? Mi, who, yomar, who can say? Mi yomar, zikiti libi, I have made my heart clean. Zikiti libi, I have made my heart clean. Taharti, I am pure. Taharti, I am pure. Me chatati, from my sin, from my ukri, from my lack. Me chatati. Mi yomar, zikiti libi. Taharti, me chatati. On the day of judgment, who? On the day of judgment, can any man say, I am pure from my sin? On the day of judgment, can any man say, Taharti me chatati, I am pure from my ukri, fukri, I am pure from my sin. Taharti me chatati, Taharti, I am pure. I am clean, I am pure, taharti, may, from chatati, from my ukri, my forfeiture, my lack. So, on the day of judgment, can any man say, taharti, may, chatati? No man will be able to stand firm. Thus, like this, scripture says, Yahuwah Chah will suddenly come to his temple, but who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? Here, Malachi chapter 3, focus verse 2, but here, full of verse 1 and verse 2. Hinni shaleach malachi, uafina dereka lefanai, uafitoma yavo illa hekalo ha'adon, asher ratema mevakshim, Ua malaka habrit, asher ratema chefetzim, hineva, amar Yahuwah tzvaot. Here, full of four, verse 1, behold, I send my messenger, hinni asholeach malaki, behold, I send malaki, my messenger, my angel, my messenger, malaki, hinni sholeach malaki, and he shall clear the way before me. Ua fina dereka lefanai, he shall clear the way before me, before my face. Ua fina dereka lefanai, and the Lord, whom y'all seek. Ua fitom yavo, illa he kalo, will suddenly come to his temple. Ha Adon, the sovereign, ha, the Adon, ha Adawan, ha Adon, the sovereign, ha Adon, asher atem mevakshim, whom asher y'all atem, me vakashim, whom y'all seek. U afitom yavo, illa hekallo, ha adon, asheratem me vakashim. And the messenger of the covenant, u malak habrit. And the Malaak, the messenger, the angel, U Malaak HaBrit, of the Brit, of the covenant, whom y'all delight in. Behold, he cometh. Asher Ratem HaChifetzim, the one in whom Chifetzim, whom Atem, whom y'all, you all, Chifetzim, delight in, behold, Hine Ba. He cometh, hine va, hine, look and see, va, he cometh, Amar Yahuwah Tzevaot, saith Amar Yahuwah, he who be, we be, Tzevaot, of armies, of hosts. Hini Eshaleach Malaki, uafina dereka lefanai, uafitoma yavoa illa hekalo, ha'adon asher atema mevakeshi, u malaka habrita, asher atema chafetzi, Hineva Amar Yahuwah Tzevaot. And here Malachi, here verse 2. Umi mekalkela etayoma bo. Umi haomeda de heraoto. Here. But who may abide the day of his coming? Umi and who? Umi mekalkel. Mikalkel, who may abide et yom, the yom, the day, bo, of his coming. Umi mikalkel et yom, bo, and who shall stand? Umi ha omed, who shall stand? De heraoto, when he appeareth. O mia mekalkel et yom bo, o mia heraoto. That is, who will be able to stand firm on the day of judgment? As Jeremiah said, thus saith the Lord, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, not of peace, asking and travail with child. Wherefore, why do I see every man with his hands on his loins? As a woman in travail, and all faces shall be turned into paleness. Here, Jeremiah 30. Shailu na u rao. Im yoled zakar madua raiti kol gever. Yadava Allah chilatava ka yoleda. Ze nehefku akola panim li. Yerakon, hear. Ask y'all now and see. Shailu na, u, and reu, and see y'all. Shailu na, u reu. Whether a man doth travail with child, im yoled zakar. If a man doth travail with child, im yoled zakar, if a male doth travail with child, im yoled zakar, wherefore, why, make me know, madua, raiti, I see, call geber, wherefore, why, cause me to know madua raiti. Why is it that I see madua raiti? Call gever, every man. That is to say, like every mighty man, all gever. Call gever madua raiti. Call gever. Wherefore do I see every man, every mighty man? Like to say, every warrior, every mighty man. Yadav Allah chilatava ka yoleda. Yadav, or Yadayo, his hands all upon, Chilatzayo, on his loins, up on his loins, the loins, like the small of the back, the loins, every man, his hands on his loins. Yadayo, Allah, Chilatzayo, Ka Yoleda. as a woman, ka, like yoleda, as a woman with child, ka, yoleda, as a woman in travail, ka, like as yoleda, ka, yoleda, as a woman in travail, as a woman with child. We nehevku akola panima le yerakona, and our faces, kola panim, are turned. We nehevku. We nehefku are turned, call panim, all faces, all countenances, all faces, all perception, le yerakon, into paleness. Full of four, Yermeyau, Jeremiah. Shailuna, ua, ima yoled zakar, madua raiti call a gever, yadayo Allah, let's ayo aka yoleda, we nehefku a call panim, le yerakon. On the day, there will be no man with, every face will turn pale. Even Abraham's, because Ishmael, even Yitzhak, because of Esau, and even the heavenly hosts, because of Yisrael. For it is said, all faces shall be turned into paleness. We nehefku kol panim le yerakon. V'nehevku achol panima le yerachon. Here, Midrash note. Here, it says, on the day of judgment, there will be no man with serene face. Every face will turn pale. Now, here, from this particular verse right here in Jeremiah, Ermias, it reads, V'nehevku achol panim le yerachon. Le yerachon. All faces called panim are turned, v'nehefku, le yerakon, into paleness. Here, bringing out this sense, is another word also in the Hebrew, but here in Jeremiah, in Jeremiah, where it says, ask y'all now and see whether a man doth travail with child. Wherefore, why, madu'a, ra'iti, why do I see, ra'iti, all men. Here we have the gever is a strong man. Here is the Hebrew also for the warrior, emphasizing strength or ability to fight. So here, in the phrase where it reads, wherefore do I see every man, madua, why, or make me know why, what to know, cause me to know why I see, madua, araiti, I see, call geber, ancient pointing called geber, modern Hebrew called geber. Now the geber is the man, translates man, but it's a strong man, it's a warrior. Here we have the Hebrew, the H1397, the geber, the warrior. Why do I see all warriors, all valiant man, all geber, called geber? Yadayo, Allah, Natsayo, ka yoleda, like a yoleda. Yoleda, a woman with child, or in the old King Jamesian, the older translations, as a woman in travail. Yoleda, a woman with child. That's why it asks, if yoled, im yoled zakar, whether a man asks, and see whether a man or a male, zakar, im yoled zakar, whether a man travail with child, whether a man gives birth. Right? So when it says, on the day of judgment, there will be no man with serene face. Every face will turn pale. It says, even Abraham's, because of Yishmael, even Yitzhak, even Isaac's face, because of Esau, because of Esau, even the heavenly host. Now here, there's a reference to Sanhedrin 98 and B. Is a reference when it mentions even the heavenly host, because of Yisrael, because of Israel. For it is said, all faces shall be turned into paleness. Where nehefku are called panim le yerakon. So the yerakon, turned, hafak, to turn, to overthrow, to turn. Where nehefku will be changed. The idea, the implication would be changed, turned into paleness. Le yerakon. What is yerakon? Here we have the H3420, yerakon. The BDB, the Brown's Driver's Briggs definition, bringing out this Hebraic word, this Hebrew word, yerakon. Mildew, the sense of mildew, paleness, lividness, the sense of mildew, the sense of rust, the sense of paleness. Here, yerakon. Now, in Strong's, it's brought out as paleness. whether it's persons, it could be paleness, yerakon, of persons from fright, or of plants from drought, or from drought. So the sense of, like in plants, is like mildew, in the sense of persons brought out as paleness from fright. Here the root is the H3418, right, of yerakon from yerek. What is yerek? Yerek, the BDB, Brown Driver's Briggs, brings out greenness, as in sense of green plants, as a sense of greenery, right, in the sense of vacuity, the vacuity of color, like losing color in that sense, right? Properly, the pallor, that is, the yerek is the yellowish green. So not the green, but the yellowish green of young and sickly vegetation. Concretely, it's like verdu, that is like the green or the vegetation, but the turning of that color, right? And then we have from yerek, getting to the root of yerek, the H3417, we have yarak. And here we get to the root of yerakon. The yarak is to spit, right? To spit, the idea of spit. So we have the sense of, in plants, the color, the changing of the color, right, of the green plants, the yellowishness. And then in the sense of persons, it's like they're losing color, as it were. They're turning pale, you know, like losing melanin, right? Or like from a living person to when like a dead body loses that color. It loses the color, turn to paleness. Thus here in Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 6, where it reads right here, when the hefku kola panim le yerakon, and all faces are changed, are turned into paleness. So the full of the verse here from Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 6, we have the gestures that the men, the mighty men, the gever, right, the gever, not just the Adam or Ish, but we have the sense of the warrior. So when it says, why do I see every man, the Hebrew sense is, why do I see every warrior, every strong man making the gestures, right, displaying the gestures in their anguish, and these gestures that the mighty men, the strong men, the warriors are displaying in their anguish are comparable with the throes of a womb man, with child of a womb man, more better in childbirth, in giving birth. So the same gestures that the womb man would make when bringing forth a child in childbirth, in travail, are the same gestures right here that the prophet Jeremiah is saying, why am I seeing through the spirit of HaKadosh? He's saying, Baruch Hu, he's saying, why do I see every mighty man, I see every man, every strong man, every warrior, acting like they are giving birth, like a woman in travail. Accordingly, David said to Hail, said to the Almighty, to the power, because of the day of judgment, I entreat thee, the eye. Behold, I beseech, I beg the eye to answer me, to answer I, and show mercy to me. Hence, hear, even today's psalm, he said, hear my prayer. Give ear to my supplications. Here today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Mim Gimel, Kof Mim Gamel, Mizmor Le David, Yahuwah Shema'a, Tifilati, Ha'azina Ella Tachnunai. O he who be, we be Yahuwah, Shema, Tifilati, hear my Tifilati, hear my prayer, give ear, Ha'azina, broaden the ear, Ha'azina Ella Tachnunai. Il tu tachnunai, to my supplications. If thou showest no mercy to me, how can one stand firm? This is to say, if thou, the I, Yahuwah, showest no mercy to me, showest no mercy to I, how can one stand firm? So, when Job prayed, even in Job chapter 14, verse 13, he said, oh, that thou wouldest hide me in the nether world. Oh, that thou wouldest hide me in the nether world. Mi ten bishola tatsapineni. Here, Job, chapter 14 here, first part of verse 13. Oh, that thou wouldest hide me in the nether world, or bishol, in the nether world, the underworld, the sheol, the tuat, the daat, the underworld, often called by the Greeks the Hades, the sheol, by the ancient Kamitiu, the Mitzrayim, the tuat, the duat, the hell, the Hades, the duat, the underworld. Here, Eov says, me, who will give? who will give? This is the idea speaking directly, like, who will give? Oh, that thou, here the Hebrew, me, who, yitain, who to give, be sheol, in sheol, in the nether world, tatsa, tatsapineni, tatsapine ani, tatsapineni, oh, that you will hide me in the sense of, like, treasure me up, even treasure me up in the nether world. There appears here in this impassioned appeal some groping towards the hope, the expectation of a life, a liberty beyond. This is Eob, this is Job right here. Job sees that his well-being, right, is degenerating, right, and he is dying. He's on the way to the underworld, to the Sheol, the Duat, the proverbial, quote, Hades, so to speak, the Hebrew Hades. And here he's saying, me yitain, who will give, oh, if thou give, but who, if not you, then who, me yitain, be Sheol, in Sheol, tatsapineni, tatsafan, to treasure. Right, in the sense of hide me. So there appears in this impassioned appeal some groping toward the life, toward the hope of a life beyond the present circumstances. The thought strikes him that there is a possibility of another fate than that of eternally abiding in the underworld, in the Sheol, Hebraically the Sheol, Kemetically the Duat, right, according to the Greeks, the Hades, or pseudonymously, the hell, the underworld. So the thought is striking him, Eob, that there is a possibility of another fate than that of eternally abiding in Sheol. Perhaps he would remain there for a set time and then be remembered by Ha Elohim Ha'ilahim, by Shaddai, by the Almighty. Hear, hear, hear. Job prayed, oh, that thou wouldest hide me in the nether world. Mi yitena bi Sheol, Tatsapinei ni, tatsapinei ani. Hakadosh Baruchu, the Holy One, blessed be He, asked forever, Selah, la netach, forever. Job replied, until judgment will have passed, until indignation will have passed, until wrath will have passed. Until thy wrath be past. Tastereini adashuv apecha, that thou wouldest keep me secret until thy wrath be past. Ad shuv apecha, ad, until shuv, turned, apecha, thy wrath, until thy wrath be past, until thy wrath be turned, ad shuv apecha. Similarly, David said, enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. And enter not, ve'al tavoh b'mishpata et abdeka, and enter not into judgment with thy servant, ve'al tavoh b'mishpata et abdeka, with thy abed, with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified, for not justified in thy sight all living. For not justified in thy sight all living. Hear the Hebraic order of words. Ki loa yitzdaka lefaneka, kol chai, all living, kol chai. So it does not read no man, right? It doesn't read no man. It actually reads all living, kol, all, chai. All living, called chai. And the order of words is not for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. Hebraically is for not justified in thy sight. Ki lo yitzdak lefaneka, all living, called chai. All living, called chai. That is to say, David was asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, wilt thou bring me to enter into judgment with thee, with the eye? How is a servant to enter into judgment with his master? How is a servant to enter into judgment with his master? Similarly, Scripture says, even of Eob, even of Job, in Job chapter 10, verse 15, if I be righteous, yet will I not lift up my head. If I be righteous, with tzadakti, and tzadakti, And if I be Adakati, if I be righteous, Loisa, not to lift up Roshi, yet shall I not lift up my head with Adakati. Loisa Roshi, if I be righteous, yet shall I not lift up my head with Adakati. Loisa Roshi, Lama lo, why not? Lama lo, because every man is a servant to thee, to the eye, and everything he owns belongs to his master. Again, scripture says, only do not two things to me, then will I not hide myself from thee, from the eye. Withdraw thy hand far from me, and let not thy terror make me afraid. Hear, Eob. Hear, Job. Job chapter 13, verses 20 to 21. Hear, Yob, Job chapter 13, verses 20 and 21. Akstaim alat asa imadi, aza mi panecha loa es satir, kapecha me alaya harhata, ve matecha ala te vaitani. Only do not two things to me. Akstaim, or in modern Hebrew, akstaim. Only two things. Akshtaim, Akshtaim, Ala ta'as imadi. Do not two things to me. Ala ta'as. Don't do al ta'as. Don't do al ta'as. Don't do imadi. To me, with me. Only do not two things to me. Only do not two things with me. Akshtaim, Ala ta'as imadi. Then will I not hide myself from thee. As me panecha, from thy face, me from panecha. As then from thy face, as a me panecha. Lo esatir, lo, not, no, esatir, not hiding, I will not hide. Lo esatir, as a me panecha, lo esatir. So he says here in verse 20, only do not two things to me, with me. Then will I not hide myself from the eyes of me panika, lo esatir. And here are the two things. Kapeka me alaya harhaka. Withdraw thy hand far from me. He says, kapeka, thy hand, thy kap, like thy palm. Kap, kapeka, the eye, male hand, me alai, from above I, from I, to say may, from alai, from upon I, thy hand, thy like palm, thy hand, from upon I, harhak, to be far, harhak, don't make your right hand far from me, your palm, your hand, kapeka, may alai, from above I, harhak, don't withdraw, make it far from I, first thing. Secondarily, ve ematekha, the eye terror, the emat, we ematekha, ala te va itani, and make not thy terror make me afraid. Don't make thy emat make I afraid. Hear. And also, Eob and Job also says, even in Job chapter 10, verses 9 to 12, Job says, remember, I beseech thee, that thou hast fashioned me as clay, and wilt thou bring me into dust again? Hast thou not poured me out as milk, and curdled me like cheese? Thou hast clothed me with skin and flesh, and knit me together with bones and sinews. Thou hast granted me life and favor, and thy providence hath preserved my spirit. Thy providence, provida, hath preserved my irit. Here, Eob chapter 10 here, verse 9. Zikar na kia ka homera a sitani, we illa afara te shiveini. Remember, zikar na. Please remember, I beseech the eye. Remember, please. Zikar na. Remember, please. Zikar na ki ka homera a sitani. Remember. Please remember that thou hast fashioned me, hath fashioned I as clay. Ki for ka chomer, like clay. Asitani, like clay you have fashioned, you have made ani. Zikar na ki ka chomer asitani.
And wilt thou bring me into dust again? Where? Illa afara tishbeini tishbeani. Wilt thou bring ani I into where? Illa afar into the afar into the afar. Wilt thou bring? Wilt thou return I to the afar again? Where? Illa afara tishbeini. Verse 10. Hast thou not poured me out as milk and curdled me as cheese? Hello, ka halav tatekeni, we ka gebina takapineni, takapieni. Hast thou not poured me out like milk? Hello, is it not? Hello, 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 is it not? Hello, is it not? Ka halav, 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 milk, halav, ka, like halav, milk, tatekeni, tatekeni, poured me out and curdled, with ka gedina, gabina, gabina, like the cheese, gabina or gavina, ve ka gavina, modern Hebrew, with ka gabina, like cheese, takapieni, curdled I. Verse 11, thou hast clothed me with skin and flesh. Thou hast clothed me with skin and flesh. Or uabasara tala bisheni, and knit me together with bones and sinews. Uava its amot. Uba its amot, bones where gidim and sinews are tisa kikeni. Has knit I. Or upasara tala bisheni uaba atamota wegdima tisa kakeni. Verse 12. Wilt thou grant me? Thou hast granted I life and favor. Chayim wa chesed, chayim, life. Wa and chesed, and favor, loving kindness, chesed, chayim, wa chesed, life and loving kindness, asita, imadi, asita, you have done, imadi, you have done with me. So the sense is not so much granted, but doing, you have done with me, imadi, chayim, wa chesed, asita, imadi, and thy providence hath preserved my spirit. Ufakudatika, and thy fikudat, ufakudatika, ufikudatika, shamra, has guarded, has hedged about, shamra ruchi, has preserved ruchi, my spirit, my irit, ruchi. Remember, Zakarna kiaka chomera asetani will afara te shibeni. Hello, ka halava tate cheni. We kagi bina taka pieni. Ora ubasara tala bisheni. Uabat amota wigdima tisa kakeni. Chayima wa chesed osita imadia. Ufa kudate ka shamra ruchi. And withal, wilt thou summon me to stand for judgment? And with all of that, wilt thou the eye summon me to stand for judgment? Lama, why? Since man that is born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower and withereth. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. And dost thou open thine eyes upon such a one, and bringest me into judgment with thee, with the eye? Hear, Job. Hear, Job. Job chapter 14, verses 1 to 3. Man that is born of a woman, man, Adam yulud isha, ketzar yamim usava rogez. Man that is born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble. Adam yulad isha, ketzar yamim, few days, ketzar yamim usava rogez, and full of trouble. And satisfied with trouble, and satiated with trouble,
usva roges. Adama yulad isha kitzar yamim usva roges. Ke tzitza yatza vayimal vayayizrach wa ka tzela zitlo yaimod. He cometh forth like a flower. Ke tzitza yatza. He cometh like a flower, he cometh. Ketzitz, he cometh like a flower, ketzitz, yatsa, yatsa, he cometh. Ketzitz, yatsa, vayimal, 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 and yimal, and withereth. Ketzitz, yatsa, vayimal, vayayivrach, vayivrach, 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 and he fleeth. And he fleeth, vayivracha katzel, vayivrach katzel, and he fleeth like a tzel, like a shadow, willo ya'emod, and continueth not, and standeth not. Here, Hebraically, willo, and not ya'emod, and not standing, and he doesn't stand, he's not able to stand. The sense here, Hebraically brought out in translation, continue. He cannot stand firm. In other words, he cannot continue. Ketzitza yatza vayimala, vayivracha katzel, Vayibracha katzela willo ya'imod. Verse 3. And dost thou open thine eyes upon such a one, and bringest me into judgment with thee? Af al zeh, pakachta aineka, we oti tavi bimishpata imak. And dost thou the eye open thine eyes up on such a one? Af al zeh, upon such a one. Af al zeh, af al zeh. Pakakta, aineka, pakakta, you opening your eyes, opening, pakakta, pakak, pakakta, pakakta, aineka, aineka, the eye, male eyes, with oti, and me to say with me, and oti, the oti, with oti, and me, tavi, and bringing me, with oti, tavi, vimishpata, in judgment, vimishpat, vimishpata, imak. Here, here, full of foe. Adam yulad isha ketzar yamim usev arogez ketzitza yatza vayamal vayimal vayivracha katzela ulo yamod af al ze pakachta aineka veoti atavi bemishpata imak. And Shlomo, and Shlomo, and Solomon said, who can say, I have made my heart clean, I am pure from my sin? And Shlomo said, Shlomo said, who can say, me Yomar, who Yomar, who is he who can say, me Yomar, Zikiti, Libi, Zikiti, pure, purified, Zikiti, Zikiti, Libi, purified my heart, I have purified my heart, me Yomar, who can say, Zikiti, Libi, Zikiti, Libi, Taharti me chatati, I am pure. Taharti, taharti, I am pure. Me chatati, from my akari, I am pure, from my, I am purified from my sin. Who can say, mi yomar, zikiti libi, taharti me chatati. So here, this is to say concerning human imperfection. Who can say, mi yomar? The implied answer is no one, nobody, no one. In biblical doctrine, Hebraic teaching, it is always assumed that no man is faultless. And this is brought out right here, even in connection with Eov, even in connection with Job. Mi yomar zikiti libi, taharti me chatati, mi yomar. On the day, what a day. On the day of judgment, no man can declare himself pure because, according to 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 46, there is no man that sinneth not. There is no man that doesn't uck up. There is no man that sinneth not. Here, 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 46, full of full. Ki ye chet'u alaka ki ein adam asher lo ye chet'a. Ve anafta vama ua netatama lifneya oyeva ve shavuma shovehem il eret ha oyeva rechoka o kerova. Here, full of verse right here, KJV first. If they sin against thee, for there is no man that sinneth not, and thou be angry with them and deliver them to the enemy so that they carry them away captives to the land of the enemy far or near. Kia yechetu laka kia ein adam asher lo yecheta we anafta pam ua nitata ma lifneya oyeva we shawuma shobeihem il eretza ha oyeva re choka o rova far or near the land to the land of the enemy. El Eretza Ha Oyeva Rehoka Ni far Rehoka or Keroba or near. But here zooming in to the first part of the verse right here, Kia ye chetua laka. If they sin against thee, against the eye, Kia ye chetu. Ki yechetu laka. If they sin against the eye, ki for ain Adam. There is no Adam. Ki ain Adam. There's no Adam Asher who lo yecheta. Ki ain Adam Asher lo yecheta. Lo yecheta. Cheta. There is no Adam who doesn't uck up. There is not an Adam who does not uck up. There's not a man, common man, all man, who does not sin. Ki ain Adam Asher lo yecheta. Ki ain Adam Asher lo yecheta. And because, according to Ecclesiastes, Kohelet the preacher, there is not a righteous man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not and does not uck up. Ki Adam ein tzadik baretz asher yaseto v'lo yecheta. There is not a righteous man upon earth. Ki Adam, for Adam ein not tzadik, for Adam not righteous, ba'aretz, bringing out the Hebrew, for Adam, ain, there is not, for Adam, because Adam, there is not tzadik, righteous, ba'aretz, or bringing out the translative sense, there is not a righteous man up on earth, there is not a righteous Adam, but the Hebrew sense, ki Adam ain a tzadik ba'aretz, for, because Adam, there is not tzadik, righteous, ba'aretz, upon earth, asher, who, ya'aseh tov, who doeth tov, tawav, with low, and does not uck up. In the sight of Ha Elohim, Ha'ilahim, true God, not even the heavens, the Shemayim, are pure. In the sight and the eyes of Ha'ilahim, Ha Elohim, not even the stars are pure. For it is said, even here, even in today's Psalm, Mizmor Kof Mim Gimel, Mizmor Kof Mem Gamel, Psalm 143, here in the second verse, in thy sight, no living thing shall be justified. In thy sight, in thy eyes, no living thing shall be justified. Hear. Ki lo yitzdaka lifaneka kol chai, all living, kol chai, for not justified. Ki lo yitzdaka, in thy face, in thy presence, lifaneka, call all chai, all life, all living. So here the translation, in thy sight, no living thing, call chai, no living shall be justified. What is meant by the words no living thing? What is meant by the words call chai, all living, call chai? What is meant by the words call chai, no living thing, or all, literally, all living, all chai, all life, all living? That in thy sight, lifaneka, no living, no thing alive shall be justified, and that only the dead, metim, the mutan, the metim, shall be adjudged pure? Does that mean this, that in thy sight, lifaneka, no living, no thing alive shall be justified, and that only the dead shall be adjudged pure? No, no. The words here, kol chai, they mean that on the day of judgment, even the living things, call chai, all living in the heaven, Shemayim, will be unable, not able to justify themselves lefanecha, in thy sight, in thy face, in thy presence. Hence, here, 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 it is said, for in thy sight no living thing shall be justified. Ki lo yitzadak lefanecha, call chai, 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 chai. Verily, the enemy has persecuted my soul. He has smitten my life down to the ground, to the ground. Verily, the enemy has persecuted my soul. He has smitten my life down to the ground. Here today, Psalm is Mor Kof Mim Gimel, Kof Mim Gamel. Psalm 143, here, verse 3. He breaks with the third verse, For the enemy, ki radafa oyeba nafshi, for the enemy has persecuted she, my soul, nafshi, ki radaf oyeb nafshi, dika la'aretza, chayayti, he has crushed, dika la'aretz, to the ground, he has crushed to the ground, chayayti, my life, my liberty. Ki radaf oyev nafshi. Dika la'aretz achayayti. Yisrael, Israel said this, like this. How goodly a thing it is for us, for I and I, that I and I are smitten by persecution, by false prosecution, that our enemies, our haters, have already smitten us, I and I, and tried us, and tried I and I. Ki radaf oyev nafshi, dika laaretz achayayti. So Yisrael, I and I say this like thus, how goodly a thing it is for us, for I and I, that we have been smitten, that we are smitten, that I and I are smitten by false persecution, prosecution, that our enemies, I and I enemies, our haters, have already smitten I and I, and tried I and I. As scripture says, even in Psalm 66, he breaks with the 10th verse, thou, O Elohim, has proved us. Thou, the eye, has tried us, as silver is tried. And here, Shema Yisrael, here, Mizmora, Samek Vav, Psalm 66, here he breaks the 10th verse, Ki Yaveh Chantanu Elohim, Tzraftanu, Ki Yatzrafa Kasef, for thou, Elohim, has tried us. Ki Yaveh Chantanu Elohim, O Elohim, for the I, Elohim, has tried and trying I and I. Thou hast refined us. Thou hast refined I and I. Tzraftanu, ki yavechanatanu Elohim, tzraftanu, as silver, like silver is refined. Ki tzraf, as refined, kasef, as silver is refined. For thou, O Elohim, has tried us, or Hebraically, ki v'chantanu, for in trying us, ki v'chantanu Elohim, O Elohim, seraftanu, thou hast refined us, seraftanu, ki seraf, as refining kasef, as refining silver, Here, tried I and I, as precious metal. Hear what is brought out of Mizmor, Samek Vav, Psalm 66, here at verse 10, in Bechantanu, for in trying us, as precious metal is tested and purified in the refiner's crucible. Yisrael, I and I, Yisrael was made to pass through the fires of suffering, and issued from the ordeal cleansed, I and I, issuing forth from the ordeal cleansed of the dross in I and I, and the dross in them, the dross in Yisrael. So thus the verse here often is translated as, for thou, O God, O Elohim, has tried us. But the Hebraic sense, ki avichantanu Elohim, ki bichantanu, for in trying us, in trying and testing us,
And the analogy here, the mashal here, the allegory here is as precious metal is tested and purified in the refiner's crucible. So Yisrael, so I and I, ki bechantanu Elohim, for in trying us, in testing us, like one tests precious metals, ki bechantanu Elohim, seraftanu, seraftanu, you have refined us. You have refined I and I. In testing I and I, you have purified, refined I and I. Ki tzraf, ki tzraf, like refining kasef, as refining silver. Ki bechantanu Elohim tzraftanu, ki tzrafa kasef, kasef. So, there is no need to recite to thee. Therefore, in saying this, there is no need to recite to thee, to the eye, the record of persecutions, the record of false prosecutions. And here, Midrash note right here from the Midrash. Literally, this is said, do not say, have these and those trials and tribulations, have these and those trials and tribulations indeed been imposed by Elohim? So the literal, the direct of this here from the Midrash, right here, for today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof, Amim, Gimel, here, is to say that there's no need to recite to thee, speaking to he who be, we be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the record of persecutions. But in the Midrash, this verse is more literally said as, do not say, have these and those trials indeed, really, really, really been imposed by Elohim, Be'Elohim, have these and those trials, tribulations and persecution and false prosecutions really been imposed, Be'Elohim, by way of Elohim, the true good, the true God? For behold, it was, according to Psalm 66 at verse 12, it was thou, the eye who has caused men to ride over our heads. So here in the same psalm, in Mizmor Samech, Wow, Samekvav, Psalm 66, when we go to the 12th verse where it reads, thou has caused, thou, speaking to he who be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, thou has caused men to ride. Hirkavta, thou has caused men to ride. Hirkavta, Enosh, thou has caused Enosh, thou has caused mortal men to ride. Hirkavta enosh, over our heads, le roshenu, over our heads, cause men to ride over our heads. Hirkavta enosh, le roshenu, over roshenu, over our rasses, our ras, our rosh, over our heads. So here, for thou, the eye, has caused men to ride over our heads. Hirkavta enosha leroshenu. The Hebrew word for men here is enosh. And in Psalm 8, round about verse 5, Hebraically the 5th verse, bringing out more the sense of enosh. Enosh is also men and type of men, but enosh brings out the sense of mortal men. Hirkavta enosha leroshenu. Riding over our heads. Here we have a word picture, right, a word picture of wounded men lying helpless on the ground, while the horsemen ride pitilessly over their heads. Here we have a word picture, right, even from the wall paintings and even from the monuments of many ancient nations where they show the rider in the chariot riding over their heads of the pitilessly over the heads of wounded men lying helpless on the ground. So thus bring out the sense where it says, do not say, have these and those trials and tribulations really been imposed, Be'Elohim? Because here in Mizmor Samech Wow, Samech Vav, Psalm 66, at the 12th verse, first part of the 12th verse, it says, Hirkavta enosh leroshenu, Hirkavta, thou hast caused to ride enosh, mortal men, leroshenu, roshenu, over our heads. And after we have endured so much, enough, wilt the eye, speaking directly to he who be, we be, to HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Isle of One, the Sanctified, the Set Apart One, Baruch, who blessed be he, wilt the eye, bring I and I to judgment? HaKadosh, Baruch, who, the Holy One, Baruch, who blessed be he, reply.
because so much, so enough, because so enough, enough, enough has passed over you, has passed over you. Fear y'all not. Fear y'all no more. Fear y'all no more. It is said even in Nahum, it is said, I have afflicted thee. I will afflict thee no more. I have afflicted thee. I will afflict thee no more. Hear Nahum, chapter 1, verse 12. Where enitik lo e anek od. And though I have afflicted thee, the enitik, where an enitik afflicted thee, lo, no, not, anek, e anek, to afflict od, not to afflict more. Though I have afflicted thee, I will not afflict thee more. I have afflicted thee, I will not afflict thee more. Where enitik lo e anek od. The predicted affliction will be so thorough that a second affliction will be unnecessary. Some have the opinion that the word Devarim are a promise to the kingdom of Yehuda, the kingdom of Judah, that after the fall of their Assyrian foe, their troubles will be at an end. On this interpretation, the Targum Nahum was more optimistic than Yeshayahu, than Isaiah, who foretold that the overthrow of Assyria would not mark the final chapter of Yisrael's suffering. But the immediate aim of Hanabi, the prophet, was to imbue with fresh faith, fresh emunah, fresh admittance, fresh haimanot, the living faith, those who were despairing of ever seeing Assyria's downfall. Full of the verse right here in Nahum here to fulfill the Midrash for today's Psalm, Mizmor Kof Mim Gimel Kof Mem Gamel, Psalm 143, here, from Nahum, Nahum, Comforter, Nahum, chapter 1, here at verse 12, Koh Hamar Yahuwah.